WCLT Sports Presentation.
Here he goes.
It's time for the High School Football Game of the Week on K98.7. Tonight's game is brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Licky Memorial Health Systems, Kasep's Auto Body and Service Center.
He's got a man open!
Trillium Farms, Mike's Roofing, and Wind Waste Innovations.
Touchdown!
This is High School Football on K98.7.
The Licking Valley Panthers have been the class of the LCL all season long. They are one game away from perfection in the regular season, but they have a tough task tonight on the road at Watkins Memorial to take on the Warriors. It's the Warriors and the Panthers on the High School Football Game of the Week here on K98.7. Happy Friday, everyone. Brian Mays, Garrett Wandle. Valley comes in 9-0, 17 straight regular season victories. Last week, they crushed Mount Vernon at Randy Boffman Stadium 58-13 to clinch at least a share of the LCL Buckeye back-to-back titles for the Panthers. They are ranked ninth in the Division III AP poll and really have not been challenged since the first part of the season. Watkins started out 1-4, but they won three of their last four contests, and last week won the Battle of Broad Street for the fourth consecutive year, taking care of Licking Heights 42-14. Garrett, I always think this is an intriguing matchup because Valley has that reputation and tradition. Watkins always seems to have a chance in this ballgame with their talent. They just have not been able to get over the hump against LV the last couple of years.
Yeah, I mean, you pretty much nailed it right there. Obviously, you know, Valley comes in. Most people are predicting Valley, you know, to take down the Warriors here tonight, but it's not. They can't just, you know, sleepwalk their way through this game, because Watkins Memorial, they're an interesting team, right? Because we've watched them over the past couple of years, and it's clear they're one of the most talented teams that we watch, but they just aren't able to put together, you know, a full game, right? They're good. There might be a quarter or, you know, three-fourths of a quarter of a stretch of a game where it just kind of all falls apart for them. So if they're able to put together a complete game here tonight against the Panthers, I feel like that they have a chance of pulling off the upset and ruining the Panthers' perfect season.
Licking Valley has clinched a playoff spot, but they are still in line to get a bye and be one of the top four. Watkins, they're 17th in Region 7 Division 2, but a win tonight might get them into postseason play. So there's a lot on the line here in Week 10.
Yeah, a lot to play for here, especially for the Warriors. Win and you're in, right? Losing, you're out, sort of situation here for the Warriors. So it just depends, you know, how bad did these guys want it? You know, how bad did they want to stretch out the season? Senior night here tonight. Will it be the last game? Who knows? But the Warriors, what they need to worry about, I think, is just putting points up on the board, right? When they score 30-plus this year, they're 4-0. But when they give up 30-plus, they're 0-4. So that's the number right there, around 30. That's, I think, going to tell a lot about this game, whether, you know, Watkins is able to, you know, reach that number or give up that number. Time will tell.
We've seen crazy things on senior night. We've seen crazy things in this particular stadium between these two ball clubs. We'll see what happens in just a few minutes. Up next, we'll hear from the Hall of Fame coach from Licking Valley, Randy Boffman. That's next on the High School Football Game of the Week on K98.7.
We know what you want in a chainsaw. You want legendary performance. You want industry-leading ergonomics. And you want precision cutting that gets the job done quickly and safely. That's why we want you to try a Husqvarna chainsaw. With air injection, low vibration handles, and powerful X-Torque engines, Husqvarna chainsaws are trusted by professionals around the world. If you want to take down a tree or clear a forest, you'll want a Husqvarna chainsaw. It's what precision cutting is all about. Visit Wright Brothers Power on Church Street or online at WrightBrothersPower.com.
Trillium Farms, one of the leading egg producers in the country, located near Johnstown, is hiring. If you're looking for a flexible, friendly, team-oriented work environment, we want you on our team. We're hiring maintenance technicians with industrial or agriculture backgrounds. Pay is $22.50 to $30 an hour based on experience with a very competitive benefits package. View our current job openings or apply online at versova.com. V-E-R-S-O-V-A.com. Trillium Farms is an equal opportunity employer.
You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week. Brought to you by Kasep's Auto Body and Service Center and Trillium Farms here on Kate 98.7.
Coach, I always say it's the fastest 10 weeks of any sport calendar. Here we are at the end of the regular season, 9-0, and a real strong performance against Mount Vernon on senior night here. And again, they threw a haymaker early, but you guys responded in a real strong, convincing victory.
Yeah, I was pleased the way the kids kept their composure. I'm saying that too many times. They battled back, you know, and got the momentum going. I thought our offense made a couple big plays, couple quick strikes that really took some momentum away from Mount Vernon. So then once the defense got settled in, I thought they controlled things well, too.
And we saw Mount Vernon against Heath, and I thought their line play was very strong in their win over the Bulldogs, and I thought that might be the biggest challenge for you guys' physicality, offensive, defensive line. But, again, like you said, once they got settled in, you guys really seemed to do what you wanted up front.
Yeah, that was kind of the first time where I thought our offensive line from the opening bell didn't go out and just kind of dominate. And I'm hoping that's good for us to make the offensive line realize, hey, you know, we're getting to the point of season now where we got to work for every little inch. So again, we've got some playmakers, I think, on the outside. So we kind of had to go to that a little bit. And when we did, I think it softened up their defense a little bit and kind of opened things up for the running game. And I thought Brody Rogers just had as good a football game as I've seen.
I'm trying to find more complimentary things for him, but again, his leadership, his demeanor, his direction, everything is good. And it just, again, this team does not seem to get rattled or faced, and I think it starts with him.
It sure does. I mean, he's been in pressure situations. I mean, obviously playing in a state championship game in baseball, making maybe the key play of the whole tournament to help them win that. That's just the way he is. I've said it before. Some guys wilt in big pressure situations. He enjoys it. He looks forward to it, and he rises to the occasion.
And I was going to add to that, I think this team likes being the hunted. In the fact of you're going to get everybody's best shot you have since week one. Amanda came in here and gave them all that you had. But it seems like this team, yeah, give us your best, and we're looking forward to taking you on that way.
Well, I guess I've never thought of that, but whatever, it's worked so far. So, you know, we're not going to change things now, although this team, Watkins, they're scary. I mean, they got size, they got weapons all over the place. So it's going to be a huge challenge for us all over again, which, again, is good. That's the way you want it going into the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, week 10, you've clinched a share of the title. Everybody wants it all right. But again, Watkins knows it would make their season. They would get to 500 and maybe have a shot to get into the playoffs. And it is a team that brings a lot of weapons to the table. And they seem to have maybe tried to establish the running game a little bit more with their quarterback and Ricketts they're using all over the field. But it seems like they want to establish that running game.
Yeah, they do. And you're right. The running back is outstanding, power runner. But the quarterback just adds another dimension. He's very similar to the guy we faced last week for Mount Vernon, mm-hmm. Both extremely gifted runners, but the Watkins kid probably throws the ball better, so that makes him a double threat who's hard to handle.
And 2 years ago when you played there, that was one of the full moon games. I mean, it was a crazy finish back and forth, and you guys found a way to win, but you know how it was here for senior night, and for those guys in their senior run, they're going to be up for this one, no question.
Absolutely, and like you say, it's do or die for them. So, I mean, they got all the marbles on the table here, so that's what we've been talking about. But in the same token, we've got some things to play for. You know, not many times here have we had a 10-0 season, so the seniors can do something special. It really affects our playoff right. position. A loss, and we could possibly drop out of the top four and not have that first week bye, and then that affects how many home games you got on down the road. So it's huge for us also.
And last question, you kind of led into it. to go 10-0 is such a difficult ordeal, and it's what you do every week in practice and things, and it just seems like, again, it's repetitive for me, but this team just has that mindset, like, we're going to have a special year. They've done everything so far, one more hurdle to go, but it's been a great run.
Yeah, well, and that all started back in December, mm-hmm. you know, We had a great weight room session starting December, clear through the summer. So it's not just one of those things that we started week one and say, hey, we're going to go 10 weeks and go undefeated. Like I say, it's been a long and grueling process. So hopefully we can finish this thing off right and then full attention on playoffs.
Thank you, Coach. Good luck against Watkins.
Thank you.
This is the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
Proformance Archery is the archer's number one destination for equipment, supplies, and service. Whether you pull a traditional bow, a compound, or a crossbow, they have the selection, best prices, and experienced service you've been looking for. They carry brands like Matthews Point, Bowtech, Darton, Bear, Mission, 10 Point, and Raven. Plus, they have indoor and outdoor ranges to keep you on target. Proformance Archery, 2984 Mount Vernon Road, just 2 miles north of Newark on State Route 13.
Licking Memorial Health System's mission to improve the health of the community extends above and beyond providing quality health care services to Licking County residents. We value service and philanthropy and support local organizations that uplift and strengthen the entire community. LMHS is committed to supporting community benefits in arts and culture, housing and economic improvement, youth activities, social service organizations, higher education, and community service.
Now, back to high school football, brought to you by Mike's Roofing and Win Waste Innovations on Kate 98.7.
Panthers and Warriors getting ready to kick things off. Let's pause for station identification on the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
This is the High School Football Game of the Week on WCLT, W254-CT Newark, K98.7.
Brian Mays, Garrett Wandle here at Watkins Memorial as we get ready for the Warriors and the Licking Valley Panthers. But right now, it is the playing of our national anthem. Licking Valley won the toss. They have deferred to the second half. So Watkins Memorial will get the ball first on senior night. Few players banged up. We may see some even freshmen dressed tonight. So bear with us if we may not have everybody's number and stuff correct. But you hate to be banged up in this final game of the regular season. But that's football. Valley is pretty healthy coming into this matchup, so another advantage to the Panthers here on the road. But I would think, Garrett, with Watkins getting the ball on offense, there's going to be a few more possessions maybe in this game than other games, but they've got to establish what they want to do, I think, pretty early in this one.
Right, and I think that kind of, you know, varies from week to week. Lately, it seems like Watkins wants to run the football. It's always nice to run the football, but, you know, you don't want to die by that, right? So it's important, I think, that Watkins really, I think, just sets a tone here early and really goes down and scores a touchdown this opening drive. And I mean, they, of course, you can't mention Watkins Memorial without Jaden Ricketts, right? He's the future Ohio State wide receiver set to head over there next year. I mean, he is the best athlete on the field tonight, and it's important that Watkins really tries to give him as many touches in this game as possible, and even when he isn't touching the ball, use him as decoys and really just move him around the field, because I feel like Licking Valley, those defenders, you know, all eyes are going to be on Ricketts in this football game.
And with him being a senior, I understand the decoy part, but I say get him the ball all night long if you can. It just reminds me of Jamar Chase with the Bengals and Steelers. He had 23 thrown to him.
Yep.
Getting the ball any way you can tonight. It's his final go-around here at Watkins. He is back to receive this kickoff along with Dallin Long, and Valley will kick things off. Watkins will go right to left. They are in their home black. Valley in the visiting white, and we are set to go. Again, if Licking Valley wins tonight, outright LCL Buckeye champs. If Watkins wins, they would get a share, and also Mount Vernon could get a share if they win at home tonight over Granville. Happy to have you with us on the Friday Night High School Football Game of the Week here on Kate 98.7. And the kickoff is end over end, and it will be miscommunication between both Watkins players, and it will go into the end zone for a touchback. They both thought the other was going to grab the pigskin. Neither one of them did. They'll start at the 20.
Yeah, a little miscommunication there, and I mean, you hate to say it, but that's kind of what's been going on, right, with Watkins over the past 2 years. But, you know, get it out of the way early, right, and here we go. Time to go play some offense here if you're the Warriors. But, yeah, cannot make a habit of, you know, those little miscommunications if you hope to take down Licking Valley. You're going to have to play a perfect football game.
Senior quarterback Drew Samsel, who has gotten better each and every year, his final go-around. He comes out on the field. And they have reset the play clock already, or at least trying to. And they now finally do it, so I think we're set. First and 10, Watkins. Trips to the near side, one wide out to the far side. Samsel by his lonesome in the backfield. Quick drop, fires, and the catch made, and getting the first down across the 30 to the 35-yard line. That would be Jaden Ricketts.
Yep.
And yeah. See, somebody listens to me.
I mean, giving him the ball, first play of the game, that's a great sign there for Watkins. I mean, you just see. They're going to give him a huge cushion, right? He's got lots of speed on him. You don't want to get beat by him if you're Valley. So just using, you know, those short curl routes or short slant routes, going to be big tonight here for Watkins.
First and 10 at the 34 for the Warriors. Samsel. And it will be a end around. Valley looking to string it out, and still pretty good pickup on first down. And that was Graham Smith up to the 40-yard line. Even last year, Watkins only got 7 points at Licking Valley, but it was a screen to Ricketts who just blew right through the middle of the field. I mean, his speed, you have to see it to believe it.
Yeah, I mean, he's someone that definitely pops out right when you see him in person. And I think that's just something that I'm sure Valley wants to limit, is getting him in open field situations, right? If you give him 5, 6, 7 yards of open field for him to get to top speed, no one's going to be able to catch him.
Second down and 4. And a handoff and getting, I believe, the first down up to about the 45-yard line. Once again, that is Graham Smith, and that will be a Warrior first down. So 2 first downs out of 3 plays, and Watkins off to a good, healthy start.
Yeah, that's good to see here for Watkins here on this opening drive, back-to-back first downs. They've done a good job. I mean, they threw. They've run in a few times. So keeping that Valley defense on their heels, now they need to just keep up the pressure.
At the 45, Samsel to throw. He's got some pressure. He's looking for Ricketts, who makes an unbelievable catch, but they're saying he was out of bounds. He had to turn back towards the sidelines and made a great catch, but they're saying he could not keep his foot in bounds. Incomplete pass.
Yeah, couldn't get a great view of that one here. Some players in the way, but, I mean, I think it's clear, though. You know, it's different from what we saw Watkins last year offensively, right? It seemed like Ricketts wasn't a huge focus. Tonight, at least on his opening drive, I mean, he's already got 2 targets here tonight. And for the most part, I mean, he's been getting good separation from this Valley defense.
Second down and 10 from the 45. And it's a bad snap all the way back to the 30-yard line. Samsel trying to make something happen. Back to the 29, Garrett Wright on cue.
Right, that's what It just happens to Watkins, right? It's just a theme what happens. I mean, they have a good drive going. They picked up a couple first downs. Bad snap. And, I mean, pending a penalty right here, it's probably going to kill the drive.
Third and 26 from their 29-yard line is Samsel tried to make something happen, but three Panthers were just ready there to devour him. And it is third and long, 10 minutes opening quarter. And we'll see what the Warriors can turn up here on third and long. They will send trips to the far side on this third down. Samsel, and what do we got? Timeout, Watkins. We've seen this time and time again. They just get on a roll, they're looking good, and then here we have an incomplete pass, a bad snap, and a timeout in the next three plays.
It's just a team.
Help me, doctor. Help me understand.
It's just a
this.
Team. I mean, I'm trying to think of a comparison, but it's just they get in their own way, right? I mean, it's not really a talent issue. It's an execution issue, right? So they just aren't able to, you know, put the writing down onto the paper, right? They have the ideas. They just can't put it down on the paper. They just cannot execute it right for an entire football game because, I mean, the whole drive was going great.
It was.
Just that last play and then a timeout. I mean, we'll see what happens here on third down, but that last play, it's going to be a big hole to get out of.
Samsel to throw. He's got pressure. He eludes a couple men looking downfield. He will be sacked back at the 25-yard line. You give Valley's defense an opening, they take it, and so it comes all the way back to the 26-yard line, and it'll be fourth down there, and the Warriors will have to punt this thing away.
Yeah, and I mean, when we're going to be looking back on this drive, it's just going to be that bad snap there on that second down play, which made him lose about 15 yards. I mean, you're set up third and 25. Not much you can really do in a situation like that. And like you said, you can't make it any easier on this Valley defense, right? This defense is only giving up about 11 points a game.
The punt will be fielded by Evan Lohr at the 38 of Licking Valley. Looking to make something happen. Cuts to the left side. 40, midfield, 45, 40. Cuts inside to the 35, and Valley in business on their opening possession, taking it all the way to the Watkins 35-yard line. Good punt return by Evan Lohr, and here come the Panthers. 9:01 remaining, scoreless in this opening stanza.
Yeah, great punt return. You're inside of Watkins territory, and I mean, yeah, really just that one play flipped the momentum of this one, and now the Warriors going to have to try to, you know, make a stand here and not give up a touchdown here on their opening drive.
First and 10, Rogers to throw, fires, catch made, and getting about 7-8 yards, that looks to be Braden Barrows, who had that huge fourth down catch against Granville to basically seal that game, and he gets a good start here for the LV.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. I mean, from what we've seen, I feel like with the Panthers' offense, they don't really take any deep shots on their opening drive. Maybe a little some short passes, but the majority of stuff on the ground.
And they're working quickly. Here's Galone. Galone breaks through the first seam and takes it all the way down inside the 20 to about the 15, first and 10 Panthers.
Yeah, and I mean, Galone and that offensive line have just been a machine all year long. That's what they rely on to open up their games, and it's what we're going to probably continue to see here. They're going to see if they can probably just run this one right into the end zone.
At the 15, first and 10, Valley. Rogers waits for the snap. He gets it. He will keep it. Now looking to throw. Fires. Hornfeck makes the catch. He's at the 10, inside the 10 to about the 9. Good pickup on first down. So you've seen Rogers throw it a couple of times, and again, they just try to keep you off balance.
Yeah, just off the off balance, you know, just enough that you don't really know what's going on. And, you know, good pickup there on first down. They still can pick up, you know, first down here before getting into the end zone.
Second down and 4 from the 9. Rogers, Galone gets stopped shy of the first down to about the 7. So it'll be a third down and 2 there for the Panthers. Knocking on the door with 7:17 remaining first quarter. And we do have a Valley player down, and that looks to be Evan Lohr trying to get back up. And looks like his left leg. He's going to hobble off to the sidelines, and they'll have to take a look at him. Now he's going to slowly limp off. Hopefully he will be okay. He's been a valuable part of this Valley program, and he set them up with a beautiful punt return to start this contest. So we'll check and see if he's going to be able to return. Third down and two from the Watkins 7. Tight formation. Rogers with a play call. He's got Deloney on his left shoulder. Waits for the snap, and let's see. Was there movement first or offsides against the Warriors? It will be movement against Licking Valley. So that makes it now third and seven and probably changes the play call here.
Yeah, a bit of a break there for the Warriors. Yeah, now it's, you know, this is a really big third down. I mean, you got the false start there. It's a third and long situation here for Valley. It's really important for them, for Watkins, to try to keep Valley out of the end zone here on their opening offensive possession. And they're set up in a pretty good situation now following that false start.
So they move it back to the 12. Rogers in the pistol. Gets the snap, looks, good protection, fires, and off the hands, and a flag comes in. I think there was contact. Barrels with a slant in, but it looks like he was hit before the ball got there. So this will be a PI against the Warriors. Looked like a good call to me from up here.
Yeah, I think he just got there a second too soon. Tackled. Barrows just a second before the ball got there, and they're going to call that pretty much every single time.
So with the infraction, they will move it to the 6-yard line there. And so back-to-back penalties, one on each team. And now we're looking at third and one from the 5. So back to maybe the play call you wanted to do on third and two. I look for either Galone or maybe Rogers on a keep here. Galone is behind Rogers in the pistol on this third and one. And it is Galone. Good push towards the end zone. And he's just shy, but it will be enough for an LV first down.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much when you get in third and short situations against this Valley offense, you're basically just asking for it. I mean, they've been able to run the ball super efficiently all season long, and now, you know, first and goal at the 2-yard line, probably four rushing attempts to try to get this one in the end zone here.
Tight formation on first and goal from the 1. Rogers under center. And Galone bounces off one man into the end zone for a 1-yard touchdown. So Licking Valley takes advantage of the big punt return by Evan Lohr. They'll take it 1 yard in from Galone, and they go on top 6-0 at 5:37 first quarter.
Yep, just handing off the football. Nothing too fancy there for the Panthers, but we've seen it all year long. It is working to perfection. It does there for their opening offensive possession of the game.
A couple of throws and then just running the football, aided by a huge pass interference penalty against Watkins. Justin McLean on to attempt the extra point. Hornfeck will be the holder. Gets it down, kick on the way, up, and good. 5:37 first quarter, Valley up 7-0 on the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
Do you come home to find your trash thrown all over the ground, driveway, or yard? Or are you just tired of paying too much just to get rid of your trash? Call Shackelford's Disposal today, offering a weekly residential trash service at honest and fair pricing. Shackelford's also offers commercial and dumpster services for your weekend and construction projects. So call Shackelford's Disposal at 740-366-0001, where you get the real deal.
Just like our local teams dominate the field, Win Waste Innovations dominates waste removal. They tackle your toughest disposal challenges with championship-level service for homes and businesses. From residential pickup to commercial solutions, they're the all-pro team you can trust. Score big with reliable local service that keeps our community clean. Visit win-waste.com or call 866-WIN-WASTE. And good luck to all our area teams this season. Go get that win.
This is the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating and Lincoln Memorial Health Systems.
Yeah, and that really becomes a factor when it gets to like a third and one, third and two situation. You know the run's coming, and Valley continues to pick it up, right? Yeah, and that Granville game you mentioned, I want to say Valley had they converted a ridiculous amount of third downs,
yeah.
Right? If that starts to happen here, right, they're going to get that mental edge, which you just cannot allow to happen.
Second and a long five from the Warrior 8-yard line. Here's Galoney again. Flag comes in. Might be a hold against the Panthers. And instead of having potentially a first and goal inside the two, this is going to be backed up with a hold. And that's not going to make the head coach very happy because it's going to be second and long. With a win tonight, Randy Boffman would have 373 victories, which would move him into sole possession of sixth place all time in coaching victories in the state of Ohio. He's currently tied with longtime coach at Amanda Ron Hinton, who is the uncle of Heath Hinton at Granville. So interesting situation there, but he would have his 373rd victory with a win tonight. He is not thinking about that right now after that holding call, I can guarantee you that.
No, sir.
Back to the 19-yard line, Rogers. Two wide outs split to each side. Back to throw, got pressure, rolls to his right, and he'll just have to throw it away. There's your uncomfortable position right there.
Yeah, and that was, it came off a holding call, and now, right, third and 15. It ain't going to get much easier if you're Watkins Memorial defense, right? It is not going to get much easier. You have to figure out a way to stop them right here, and most importantly, too, is prevent this from becoming like a fourth and short. Take any doubt of them going forward on fourth down out of the equation too here on this big third down.
Trips to the near side on third down and 16 from the 19. Rogers in the gun. Pressure right up the middle. It's going to be a screen, but the pass is over the head of Galoney. Had that been on the money, I think that had a lot of opportunity, but it falls short. So on fourth and very long, do they attempt the field goal or do they try to go for it? Let's see here. That was a well-conceived play, but it just was a little bit too high for Galoney.
Yeah,
I think they're going for it.
They're just
going to
roll a dice here. Yeah, don't have the trust in their kicker, I believe. So just keep everything in front of you if you're Watkins Memorial. Contain Rogers in the pocket, too. Don't let him scramble for the first down.
Third down, Rogers to throw. Fires looking in the end zone, and it is knocked away. Incomplete. Watkins takes over on downs. 9:55, second quarter, tied at 7 on the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
Lucart Heating and Cooling has the experience, knowledge, professionalism, and quality service you'd expect from a Lennox Premier dealer. This earned distinction means you'll receive outstanding installation, maintenance, and service on your home's heating and cooling system. Call Lucart Heating and Cooling at 740-344-5497 and ask about rebates, or visit LucartHeating.com to learn more about how we can make your home's comfort perfect. Ohio License 38151.
Trillium Farms, one of the leading egg producers in the country, located near Johnstown, is hiring. If you're looking for a flexible, friendly, team-oriented work environment, we want you on our team. We're hiring maintenance technicians with industrial or agriculture backgrounds. Pay is $22.50 to $30 an hour based on experience with a very competitive benefits package. View our current job openings or apply online at versova.com. VERSOVA.com. Trillium Farms is an equal opportunity employer.
Now, back to high school football, brought to you by Mike's Roofing and Win Waste Innovations on Kate 98.7.
After the turnover on downs, Watkins gets 6 yards on first down, and now a quick wide receiver screen does fall incomplete, and it'll be a third down for the Warriors offense. But credit to their defense, taking advantage after that holding penalty. They put Rodgers in a passing situation and back-to-back incomplete passes.
Yeah, huge hold by that Watkins defense. Now the opportunity is here. You just need to seize it. This is your opportunity to jump on top. You could take the lead here on Valley.
Third down, and it's a handoff to Smith. He is not going to get the first down. He is going to be stopped a good 3 yards shy of the first down. So after the turnover on downs, Watkins unable to do anything offensively with it. It'll be a three and out, and the Panthers defense, they rise to the occasion.
Yeah, interesting there. Third and five, decided to hand it off.
I'm guessing you didn't like it.
No, I mean, I don't know if they saw something, but yeah, I mean, just a little too conservative, right? I mean, this is your chance, right, to kind of seize
this is
game,
your playoff
right?
game.
I mean, yeah, this is it, and you kind of, yeah, too, a little too conservative there.
And a very, very short kick that will bounce and take a Valley bounce out of bounds. And for the third straight possession, Licking Valley starts in Watkins territory. You're playing with fire when you're doing that.
Yeah, and it's the special teams, right? That's been a clear advantage for Licking Valley tonight. Every single offensive possession now, right? It's their third straight. It started in Warrior territory. So, I mean, it just puts so much pressure on your defense. I mean, then, right, this is an offense. They're averaging 40 points a game. Putting your defense in these situations, you're eventually going to give up the touchdown.
Starts at the Watkins 45. Rodgers to throw. Quick drop and catch is made for about a 5-yard pickup. And it'll be second down and five at the Watkins 40. And again, that's just, I think, to loosen up that Watkins defense a little bit.
Right, and looking for, I mean, they're not looking for, you know, the home run play, right, on first down or second down, really. First and second down, those downs are set up, really, to make it a third and short.
Yep.
And that's when they're really, you know, in their comfortable zone.
Second down and five, Rodgers with trips here to the near side. Gives it off to Galone, and he will push forward close to the first down, but about a yard and a half shy at the Warrior 42-yard line, and it's third down.
Well, that's exactly what Licking Valley wanted, right? First down, second down, they were to pick up about 8-9 yards, so it's third and short, right? This is the situation we're just talking about. Everyone knows what's coming here, right? It's probably going to be a, you know, give to Galone, maybe a Rodgers keeper, but it's going to be a run in some form or fashion, most likely. We'll see if, you know, Watkins can stop it.
And it will be Rodgers, and right at the sticks, but it should be enough for a Valley first down at the 35. And yes, the chains move. So those three plays, like you said, exactly what they want to do. 5 yards, 3 yards, 2 yards, drive stays alive.
Right, yeah, this is a team, they play for the sticks, right, more than any team that I've seen. And, I mean, it's effective. It leads to dominating time possession.
Here's Keeley, big hole, 30, 25, 20, still on his feet, gets inside the 15-yard line. Maybe not as strong as Galone, but he's got good speed, and he showed it right there. Mark it at the, I think, 12-yard line. So a nice 18-yard pickup, and Valley once again in the red zone.
Yeah, I mean, when you continue to run and run and run, right, where's that defense down? They get demoralized, and then, yep, you break off a big one. And they just did. Now it's important for Valley, you know, not to commit any penalties here, right? Last time they're in this area of the field, big holding penalty, which led to a turnover on downs.
First and 10 at the Warrior 12. We're tied at 7 at 6:45 remaining before halftime. Keeley, nice push up the middle, gets inside the 10-yard line. And it'll be second down. See where they mark it. Look about the 9-yard line, so second down and 7.
Yeah. I mean, this second down play is really big here for Watkins because it's going to determine really what Valley's going to call on third down. So, you know, try to get out of a third and short situation. Valley, they're just really trying to hope to get into a third and short situation.
Looks like some confusion about lining up here, but Valley is now set. Here's a pitch to Keeley. Takes it for a house call. Just easy on the right side. Wasn't touched until the goal line. That's 9-yard touchdown. And Valley retakes the lead at 13-7. 6 minutes exactly remaining in the second quarter.
Yeah, and they were just run the ball at will that time, right? They didn't really bother throwing it. They just kept running it. And they're just going to continue to do that until Watkins proves that they can stop it. But once again, though, I mean, it was set up. They had a short field for a team, you know, that runs the football. You know, you need to try to, you know, correct those special teams mistakes if you can, if you're Watkins.
McLean on for the extra point. Good snap. Kick is on the way. And it is good. 14-7, Valley leads Watkins on the high school football game of the week on K98.7.
Score big on Football Friday Night at Widener's Corner Grill and Pub. Located at the intersection of Routes 37 and 256, just 8 miles south of I-70. Best breakfast around 6 a.m. daily. Fuel up with our delicious pizza, wings, and the famous Andy the Bear Burger. Enjoy daily and nightly specials before or after the game. Heading to Buckeye Lake? Swing by our drive-thru for bait, beverages, and more. Join us at Widener's Corner for a winning night.
This is Chris from K-Steps Auto Body. K-Steps has been in business for 31 years, and we just keep growing. Our entire goal is to grow and get better and serve our customers better. We're doing most of our production in Granville, but the Johnstown offices are open as normal, so if you need us, we're there for you. We're still part of the community, just growing. We've been serving our customers for 31 years, and we can't wait to serve you for the next 31 years. K-Steps Auto Body, in Granville, Johnstown, and online at k-steps.com.
K-Steps, quality you can trust.
This is the high school football game of the week, brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating and Lickey Memorial Health Systems on Kate 98.7.
Lucking Valley regains the lead, a 45-yard scoring drive, 9-yard touchdown run by Keeley. Extra point good. They lead at 14-7. Kickoff will be fielded at the 15-yard line by Ricketts. And gets across the 30 to about the 32-yard line. And I'm just going to say it. The last two possessions, he's not touched the football.
Right.
He's got to touch the football in this possession.
Absolutely. And, you know, he got two targets on that opening drive. But, yeah, like you said, since then, nothing. And I would say, you know, they like to run these wide receiver screens. You know, I would throw him the wide receiver screen, right? Because if he's able to get some open field, you know, he's got the highest chance out of anyone on this team, you know, to turn 1 or 2 yards into a house call. So you can need to get your best player involved in some form or fashion on this drive here if you're Watkins Memorial.
At their 33, first and 10, it's a handoff to Smith. Nice move along the left side, and he will get a first down across the 45 to the 46. So 13 yards. Smith showing some good wheels right there, first and 10, Watkins.
You know, they've been able to run the ball, you know, pretty decent so far in this game. You know, they've had some runs like that. They've also had some runs where they've gone stopped at the line of scrimmage. So, you know, just continuing to, you know, run the football, though, keeping that Valley defense on their heels and also trying to open up the passing game, too, with the success.
Samsel will keep it on first down. Nice cut, 50, 45, and down to the Valley 40. So Watkins just trying to come right back and answer two big first down runs, and they're already at the Panther 41-yard line.
Yeah, nice move that time by Samsel, quarterback keep. And I mean, yeah, he's an athlete. You get him out in the open field, he's got a chance to, you know, turn a, you know, short little scramble once again to a 20, 30-yard gain. So good momentum here for the Warriors.
At the 41-yard line, first and 10, Samsel in the gun. Hand off Smith. Breaks a couple of tackles and will get down to the 37. I don't think the play clock is working correctly this evening. It's been stuck on 40 for a long time, so they're keeping it on the field. We do have 5:20 left in this second quarter. Second down, and we'll call it six at the Panther 37. Watkins trying to tie this one up, trailing 14-7, but on the move. Three straight runs. Let's see if they go to the air here on second down and six. They will. Samsel, good protection, and he fired a laser at Ricketts across the middle. I like the play call, but that had way too much mustard on it.
Right, yeah, it was just a little crosshair across the middle. Ricketts was open.
He was.
And, I mean, if he caught that, you never know what can happen with his speed, right? But, yeah, you just got to, if you're Samsel there, you know, you got to realize, hey, take a breath. You don't have to, you know, throw that as hard as you would, you know, maybe a 15, 20-yard pass. That's the same as a 5-yard crossing route. So, missed opportunity there for Warriors.
Third and six. Samsel will keep it, trying to get to the outside. He is stopped, but I think we have a flag before it happened, and it will be a false start against Watkins. So he would have been stopped shy of the first down, but it's a dead ball penalty, and it'll make it 3rd and 11 for Watkins. Might be a break.
That's what I said. Maybe a blessing in disguise there, but probably would have went for it, right? 4th and short, kind of no man's land. I would say you got to look at something here for Ricketts here. 3rd and long, obvious passing situation, but you got to try to pick up something.
Samsel to throw. Got some pressure right up the middle, and now a world of pressure. He eludes one man, but he can't the second. He is sacked all the way back to the Watkins 48. And coming in, Lincoln Clements, and he forces a 4th down. So 3rd and 6, you get the penalty, and now a huge quarterback sack puts it on the other side of the 50, and Watkins will have to get into punt formation.
Yeah, if you're Samsel, you just got to try to get rid of it there, right? It's 3rd down and long. Just held on to the ball a little bit too long, and then, yeah, that sack takes away any chance of going for it.
Samsel has it go off the side of his foot. It will take a decent Watkins bounce, and at least for the first time, Valley will start on their side of the 50 at their 34, but obviously not a good punt that time, and Valley still decent field position at 421 and all three of their timeouts leading 14-7.
Yeah, I mean, the special teams has been very bad tonight for Watkins, but yeah, at least you're able to back the Valley defense up on their own side of the field there, give your defense a little bit more of a cushion.
1st and 10, two wideouts split to each side. Rogers to throw, pumps once. He is looking long. He's got a man open, and the catch is made down to the 30, 20, 10. Aaron House call for Licking Valley. I believe that was Quentin Hornfeck on the catch. Takes it into the house. Garrett Wandle, they do not go for the home run on first down. Your thoughts?
Well, I think they caught. They kind of made me smell blood in the water a little bit from Watkins, right? The air's been let out of the balloon a little bit, and they called the shot play, right, on first down, and it was there. I mean, receiver wide open. Rogers, that was a perfect ball.
Oh, that was nice.
I mean, just like that, right? This is how the avalanche starts here from the Licking Valley Panthers.
McLean on for the extra point to make it a 2-score game on the way, and it is good. 4-10, and just like that, Valley leads it 21-7. That was a beautiful ball thrown by Rogers, hitting Hornfeck in stride, and he takes it in. So first time they're on their side of the 50, and in one play, 66 yards, and they lead by 2 scores. And that is just demoralizing for Watkins. You were, again, moving the ball. 3 plays, you're in Licking Valley territory. And what, 3 plays later, it's 21-7.
Yep. So, I mean, I think it just stresses to this whole team that how much they probably need to score in this game, right? How much urgency that they need to have on offense going forward, because, you know, punts and turnovers and they're not going to win this game. You're going to have to try to score with Valley, because any indication shows from this first half is zero. Now, your defense, they had that nice stop there, turnover on downs, but other than that, Valley's been able to run it all over you, and then, you know, they kind of lulled you to sleep there, and they took the shot play there on first down, and, you know, one play touchdown drive. So, you know, the big hole now for Watkins, they're going to have to respond, because, too, 4 minutes to go till the half, and Valley gets the ball to start off the third quarter.
Kickoff Ricketts at the 18-yard line, trying to get to the outside. That's good coverage by Licking Valley. That is tremendous coverage, only up to the 25, and that's where Watkins will take over, first and 10, now trailing 21-7. And really, since that stop on fourth down, it's 14-0 Licking Valley, and again, a situation where the pendulum could have maybe changed. They just don't let it happen. They just don't let it happen.
No, yeah, and I mean, yeah, this is a huge drive here for Watkins, because I feel like, yep, you know, they go three and out, or they even punt the ball and give reasonable amount of time to the Valley. I think there's no doubt in my mind Valley's going to go down and probably score another touchdown for halftime.
At the 25, it's first and 10. Hand off Smith, and he will get back to the line of scrimmage, if that. And that'll bring up second down and long. And momentum definitely on the side of the Panthers right now.
And I, you know, something they did on their touchdown drive when they did run the football, they were bringing their receivers in motion across the field, right? So, it's, you know, some of those defenders from Valley are going to be looking at that guy, even if you do decide to hand it off. They haven't really done that since then. I'd like to maybe see them go back to that just to help spice up the run game.
Samsel was looking for Ricketts. He was covering, and now he just throws it out of bounds. They are out of sync immensely now on offense. It's third and 10.
Well, this is what happens, right, with Valley, too, is when I feel like they aren't able to, you know, respond well, right? When they get punched in the mouth, they kind of freeze up, you know, and then we see Valley maybe get punched in the mouth. They go respond with a touchdown. So, I mean, this is a huge third down for Watkins Memorial, right? Will they, are they going to be able to, you know, respond and throw that punch back, or
it's third and 10. Samsel to throw. He's got some pressure. Fires. Good throw. And we'll see where they mark it. I think he's
short,
a yard and a half maybe shy of the first down. Making the catch is Dylan Kennedy. They're going to put it at the 33, and he needs to get it to the 35. So it's fourth and 2. 3 minutes to play, second quarter, trailing 21-7. It looks like Watkins will go for it. Play of the game?
Yeah, and I mean, I agree with it. You got to go for it because you're going to give the ball back to Valley. They're probably going to go score, right? So with all this time left on the clock, how your defense is looking, I mean, they're going to probably call a timeout here is what it looks like and talk it over, and you know, they may send the punting team out, but the punting unit has not looked good tonight, right? I mean, very short punts. Doesn't really do much for field position, so yeah, I agree. You got to just go for it here, right? You got to run a high percentage play, and you know, I would look really at, you got to get Ricketts involved, I think, in this play in some form or fashion, right? Give the ball to your best player on the most important play of the game so far, right? Because if you don't get this, I mean, you're on the ropes if you don't pick this up.
So maybe a jet sweep to him?
That's what I'm thinking,
okay,
right? I mean, and then here's the thing, right? You could do that. I'd say either do that or you do the fake to him, right?
Yeah, and Samsel keeps it.
Right, I'm sure Licking Valley's thinking what we're thinking, right? Oh, they got to get Ricketts involved here, right? This is the play of the game for them, right? You bring them across, you could fake the jet sweep. Samsel's a great runner, too, right? You just need 2 yards here in this fourth down, right? You don't need to, you know, score a touchdown in one play. So what's important, too, is, you know, no situation. We just need 2 yards to keep this drive going.
Fourth and 2 at the 33. Samsel in the pistol. Valley comes up. It's a handoff to Smith up the middle, and he gets the first down all the way to midfield. Gutsy, gutsy call, but it works, and Watkins stays alive right at midfield with 2:20 to go in this second quarter. So they convert on fourth down. Good push by the offensive line there also.
Absolutely, yeah. They freed up a big hole that time for Smith. Smith saw it, shot through it, and, I mean, you know, everyone here in the stand, well, letting out a sigh of relief there.
Here's Smith on the left side. Turns up, gets about a couple of yards. One timeout left for Watkins. They've got plenty of time, though. Just 1:50 in the second quarter. Licking Valley up 21-7. 2-yard pickup, second down and 8. A little bit more urgency as they come to the line of scrimmage. Samsel will have 2 wideouts to the far side on this second down. Ricketts in the slot. Now he'll come in motion, and here comes your end around to Ricketts. Pretty good pursuit by Valley. He's still able to push forward and pushes his own lineman out of the way, but he'll get to the 40. That will be enough for a Watkins first down.
Right, and I mean, you have a huge benefit, right, that the majority of teams don't have when you have a guy like this, right, because not a lot of separation. Valley played that pretty good, but you're still able to pick up about 8 yards from a play, you know, otherwise maybe would have just been blown up at the line of scrimmage. But Valley, I think they're going to take a timeout. And
that's a good timeout.
Yeah, regroup and try to, you know, lock this Watkins offense down, I mean, kill some of the momentum here. And really, I mean, because this, you know, scoring a touchdown here, making a one-possession game before halftime, be really big. And also, Watkins will be kind of carrying that momentum, too, to the locker room.
So, timeout at 1:29. Valley now will have two timeouts left, and Watkins with one. Looking, Valley leads it 21-7. Looking for their first unbeaten season since 2019. And that year, they made it all the way to the state final before they fell to the Clyde Flyers. But that was a wonderful run by that team. And trying to make another run here in 2025. First and 10 at the Panther 40. Samsel, back to throw. Pressure, and he will throw it away. That's not back to the line of scrimmage. A flag comes in. Is it going to be roughing the passer or grounding? I think grounding, because that ball did not get back to the line of scrimmage, and it is a disastrous penalty, and I think the right one. I mean, there was,
yep.
You've got to get it back to the line of scrimmage. He didn't do it. Coach Waters is not happy. I think it's the right call. So it is a huge loss of yardage and loss of down.
All right. So, I mean, that's kind of what we've seen, though, from Sansel tonight, right? I mean, he waits a second too long, I feel like, to get rid of it when he's about to get sacked. And that time, you know, got rid of it, I think, wasn't able to put enough on it to get it back to the line of scrimmage. And now, I mean, you know.
Country mile, my friend.
Second and country mile here. And this is, I mean, I think you got to just take a shot with Ricketts here and hope you get a penalty or something.
It's back to the 41 of Watkins. And here's Dylan Kennedy, tried to get to the outside, but a pretty good shoestring tackle. He'll get up to the 48-yard line. Clock is running. They will not get a playoff before we go under a minute left. And it's still third down. They have to get to the 30 of Licking Valley. So you're looking at third down and 22 as we are at 57 seconds in this second quarter. Licking Valley leads 21-7. Samsel, back to throw. Rolls to his right, looking deep, looking. Nobody open. He's got to get rid of it, but he doesn't. And he's sacked all the way back to the 30-yard line. Timeout Licking Valley, because they still will have one timeout left. Watkins has to punt it away from around their 20 and 37 seconds remaining. It just, you know me, it's very hard to make me speechless. But I'm almost there, Garrett.
Yeah, I mean, you just got to get rid of it, right? I mean, you're making a bad situation worse, right, when you hold on to the ball there. I mean, I get you're trying to make a play happen, but you got to also have that, you know, internal clock in your head, you know, all right, I'm not going to have more than 4 or 5 seconds before I got to get rid of this, right? By 4 or 5 seconds, I got to either throw this ball or look to run. And right now, Samsel doesn't have that, and he's just, you know, he's playing backyard football, right? He's just trying to make a play, and it just hasn't worked tonight. And now, I mean, you lost. I mean, you're back where you started this drive. And gotta hope you get a good punt away here. 37 seconds. Depending on the punt, we'll see what happens.
Graham Smith is now going to attempt to punt it for Watkins at his 19. Good kick. Solid kick to the 35. Hornfeck 40, 45 midfield, 45, 40. Here comes a fly, so he will be taking it all the way down to about the 20, but this is going to come back and probably will derail anything Licking Valley wanted to do. Let's pause for station identification on the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
This is the High School Football Game of the Week on WCLT, W254 CT Newark, K98.7.
So Licking Valley would have been sitting really good at about the 25-yard line of Watkins, but a block in the back will take it all the way back to Licking Valley's, see where they're going to mark it, I think around the 37-yard line. And with 21 seconds left and up by 14, we'll see what Coach Boffman decides to do here. But Watkins had it at Licking Valley's 37 with a second down and just an intentional grounding, then a huge sack. And the little bit of momentum they were showing quickly went away, and Valley, I think, will be content with this 21-7 lead.
Yeah, they get the ball, too, to start the second half,
right.
So I don't think they're going to do anything too careless here. Don't want to give up this momentum that you have here on the road. So maybe just a few runs and head to the locker room here.
Let's see what formation they come out when. They will have trips here to the near side. One wide out to the far side. Galone in the backfield with Rogers, and he'll just hand it off to Galone. And he has a good solid run across midfield, breaks a couple of tackles, and will be taken down at about the 46, which, see if they decide to do anything. They've got one timeout, and they will decide to use it. I mean, you're at the 46. You got a potential Hail Mary here.
Yep. I mean, you could have two plays.
You could.
Try to get something short and to the sideline, right? You can't go down inbounds, right? That will end the half. But get something, short in the sidelines, go out of bounds, and maybe we can shorten this throw up by about 5-10 yards because, Watkins is going to be in that prevent. They're going to have lots of cushions on those receivers. So we will see what Valley can,
12 seconds remain in this second quarter. We were tied at 7, and now Valley with a couple scores here in the second stanza, expanding their lead. So we'll see what they've come up with. First and 10 at Watkins, 46. Two wideouts come out here to the near side, a couple out to the far side as well. Galone with Rogers in the backfield. Rogers to throw, looking over the middle. Now he is going to throw deep and deflected, knocked away with 5 seconds to go. Barrows was the intended receiver. He does fall. Ball does fall incomplete, so second down. Down to one play left.
Yeah, you just got to really get to the half here if you're really Watkins. I mean, salvage what's left of this situation here. But, got to get in that prevent defense. Do not let anything behind you. And still rush 3 or 4 guys, though. Don't want to give Rogers, too much time to just dance around back there.
Silas Kyle comes out here to the near side, trips to the far side. 5 seconds left. Rogers to throw. He's got a blitz, so it's going to be a screen to Galone. But Watkins does a good job and will snuff that out and will end the half at the 41-yard line. Licking Valley trying to go undefeated and clinch a share, or should say the outright title in the LCL Buckeye. On the road at Watkins, they lead the Warriors 21-7. We'll recap the first half after this timeout on the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
Dutch's Convenience Stores, your one stop for food made fresh daily. The coldest drinks, freshly brewed coffee, and all the snacks you crave. Plus, join Crown Card Rewards and save 10 cents per gallon of gas. Then earn rewards every time you fuel up or shop at any Dutch's location. To join or learn more, visit any Dutch's location or mydutch's.com. Dutch's, your locally owned and operated hometown convenience store.
Come and join the Licking County Veterans Service Commission for a fun-filled Veteran Family Day at Altitude Trampoline Park. Sunday, November 16th from 5 to 7 p.m. Veterans and their immediate families enjoy free jump time, pizza, drinks, and arcade games. Remember to bring verification of your military service. This is going to be one exciting event at 771 South 30th Street in Heath. If you've got questions, call us at 740-670-5430. We look forward to celebrating our veterans with you.
You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Kaseps Auto Body and Service Center and Trillium Farms, here on K98.7.
Back here at Watkins Memorial, Brian Mays, Garrett Wandle, 21-7. Licking Valley leads the Warriors. Licking Valley was able to stop Watkins on their first possession. Then they took it 45 yards and capped off by a one-yard touchdown run by Donovan Galone. That made it 7-0. Watkins came right back and responded with a touchdown run of their own from Grant Smith, and we were tied at 7. Then Watkins was able to force a fourth down stop on Licking Valley, but were unable to do anything with it. Valley got the ball once again in Watkins' territory, and it was capped off by a touchdown run once again. They led it 14-7. Defense holds for the Panthers, and a 66-yard touchdown pass from Brody Rogers to Quinn Hornfeck. Extra point good, 21-7. Right before half, Watkins was driving down the field and was at Licking Valley's 37-yard line, but then an intentional grounding, huge loss, and then a quarterback sack pushed them all the way back to the 30, and that drive fizzled. Valley with maybe one more shot, but was unable to get past Watkins' 41-yard line, and it's 21-7. So it's a 14-point gap. It could be much closer than that, and it's again, Valley making the plays, Watkins unable to make the plays, and that's why it is 21-7.
Yeah, Valley has done a great job, really. I mean, their offense, for the most part, has been unstoppable, right? The only reason they really did get stopped on that fourth down was due to the holding penalty.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, whether it's running, whether it's throwing, Valley's looked very, you know, calm, cool, and collected here on the road to close out the regular season through the first half. Watkins, I mean, when you look, if you aren't looking at the score and you're just, you know, using the eye test, in my opinion, they look just as talented, right, as Licking Valley. There's just been a couple key plays that have really costed them, right? I mean, special teams and setting up Valley on the plus side of the field was a big factor, I believe, in that first half, which led to 2 out of the 3 scores for the Panthers. And then to Licking Valley, you know, them just shooting themselves in the foot on offense, right? Whether it's with penalties, sacks, miscommunications, they just haven't been able to, you know, I feel like, execute their game plan, right, properly. And that's why, you know, they're trailing at the half here. And if they want to come out and, you know, possibly mount this comeback, you know, they're going to have to obviously, I think, shut down or at least slow down this run from the Panthers if possible, right? Because, you know, that one time they did turn it over, Valley did turn it over on downs, it was a, you know, 3rd and 15 and 4th and 15, right? And Brody Rogers, this Valley offense doesn't experience that too often, right? They aren't comfortable in those situations. So you have to force them in those types of situations if you want to have success defensively. And then offensively, I mean, for the most part, Watkins has done a pretty good job of running the football, right? I would continue to do that and do high percentage throws, right? Drew Samsel, when he, you know, drops back and starts running around for more than 5 seconds, bad things happen, right? So I would, you know, pull him aside and be like, look, your first or second read isn't there, just pull it down, look to run, right? Because he's a great athlete and he's run the football pretty well too in this first half. So it's really, you know, when he just tries to dance around back there and do too much, you know, it leads to a sack or just a bad things tend to happen. So yeah, short, high percentage throws, and I would too. You know, we've been talking about Jaden Ricketts. He needs to get more involved, right? I mean, he's had 3 targets. 2 of those targets came on the first drive of the game for Watkins. Got to get him more involved, right? He did have that Jets sweep. And he was able to pick up about 8 yards from that. But, you know, get him involved, whether it's in the running game, whether it's in the passing game. Move him around, motion, do whatever you got to do. Because, I mean, this is it, right, for Watkins. You're not going to have this guy. You may not have a guy as talented as this for a long time. So use him to your advantage. This is the last game that you're going to have in for Watkins. And then for Valley, I mean, continue what you've been doing. You're up by 2 scores, and just don't turn it over, and they'll be all right.
And we've seen quite a few high school games over the last several years. I don't know, and I guess I'd look to compare this Licking Valley team to the Granville team that made it to the state Final Four. I think that Granville team probably had more talent, but I don't know that they were more cohesive as this Licking Valley team is. Again, you're not going to see a bunch of All-Ohio players. Now, I think Brody Rogers, with the numbers he's put up, could be very much All-Ohio. But, again, they know what they need to do each and every time they're out on the field, no matter if it's this game, Granville, Mount Vernon, whoever. And these last three teams they played all have had a shot at the league championship. Two of these three have been on the road. They took care of Granville. They manhandled Licking Heights. And we've seen all three of these teams play different groups, and they just... I don't know. They make you make mistakes more mentally than I think physically, and I think you brought up a great point. They get ahead of you, and you always have to climb the hill,
yep.
And it's tough to do against this very, very good football team.
Right, yeah, you're not going to get second chances, right? You got to really seize the moment when you play this team.
Yep.
You know, Watkins had that chance, right? They turned it over. They forced the turnover on downs. They had the chance to take the lead. They weren't able to get anything from that drive, and Valley isn't going to give you a second chance at that, right? So they're going to, you know, they're always going to be playing from the lead. They're always going to have the lead. So, right, they're going to be comfortable. You know, they're calm, cool, and collected, right? Whatever you can do, we can do better, right? Whatever you can score more, right? We're going to respond to whatever you throw at us. And we saw an example here tonight, right? It was tied up for a little bit there, and they were able to, you know, stop this Watkins offense, and they go down and immediately score a touchdown. So, I mean, this is a team, they've beaten every single team they faced this year by 2 scores or more, right? So, you know, they know how to, you know, take the lead and build upon the lead, right? And that's what this third quarter is all about for Valley. They're going to look to build upon this lead here for Watkins Memorial. They're going to have to try to, you know, survive this avalanche that Valley's going to throw at them here.
21-7 is our halftime score. Licking Valley leads Watkins Memorial. Our halftime will continue next with Skip Mozick tonight in high school football from the Ohio News Network after this timeout on the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
Cheering on your team takes a lot of energy. So when you need to fuel up, either before the game or because you left it all on the field, Bummies on Main is a special place. Licking County's favorite local spot is right around the corner from White Field. It's your home for handcrafted burgers, fresh cut fries, cold drinks, pizza, salads, and subs. Eat in or carry out. You'll always be treated like a regular at Bummies. Oh, you'll be back. Follow Bummies on Facebook for daily specials. Bummies on Main. Come hungry, leave happy.
This is Dr. Rhonda Steigerwald from McMillan Dental. Did you know that your mouth is the gateway to your body? Good oral health is not just about a bright smile. It's linked to heart health, diabetes, and even brain health. Gum disease can increase your risk of serious conditions. But the good news? Brushing, flossing, and regular dental visits can make a big difference. Take care of your smile. Protect your whole body. Visit McMillan Dental and take a step towards better body health. Call us today at 740-344-1171 or visit us at McMillanDental.com.
Now, back to high school football, brought to you by Mike's Roofing and Win Waste Innovations on Kate 98.7.
From the Ohio News Network, this is the Ohio Education Association Tonight in High School Football. Named best sports program in the country by the National Association of State Radio Networks. Tonight in High School Football is presented by Vex Hybrids. Now here's your host, Skip Mozick.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Tonight in High School Football's Halftime Report. Well, the subject of NIL in high school athletics has become front and center here in Ohio. There will be an upcoming emergency referendum vote next month for schools around the state. Tim Streed with the OHSAA will stop by to tell us about it next on the Ohio News Network.
Every day, farmers rise before the sun and put everything they have into a job so few can do. Their courage, resilience, and relentless work shape the legacies and future of our country. At BEX, we're proud to stand alongside those who don't wait to see what the world will do. They act. They lead. They are the difference. BEX honors your commitment to your land, family, and purpose. And while we can't predict what the future holds, there is one thing we can do to change it, and that's be the difference. Right now, in every decision, in every season.
Friday night, Under the Lights reminds us teamwork, dedication, and community start in our schools. I'm Ohio Education Association President Jeff Winson, and on behalf of the OEA's 120,000 members, we are proud to sponsor tonight's game and even prouder to support our public schools. Whether it's touchdowns or textbooks, success starts with a strong foundation. From the classroom to the end zone, we believe in every student's potential because in Ohio, public education matters.
For sports and Hex Wrenchman.
We've seen numerous rushing penalties as players hurry into New Lex Hardware to get everything they need to sweep up this season. We're sure to see the defense get raked and bagged as the offense makes nothing but house calls. Victory this season is sealed with brand new caulk and in-store experts on hand to coach you on your projects. Get everything you need for a winning season at New Lex Hardware.
Trillium Farms, one of the leading egg producers in the country, located near Johnstown, is hiring. If you're looking for a flexible, friendly, team-oriented work environment, we want you on our team. We're hiring maintenance technicians with industrial or agriculture backgrounds. Pay is $22.50 to $30 an hour based on experience with a very competitive benefits package. View our current job openings or apply online at versova.com. V-E-R-S-O-V-A.com. Trillium Farms is an equal opportunity employer.
This is the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating and Lincoln Memorial Health Systems on KATE 98.7.
This is Tonight in High School Football on the Ohio News Network. Once again, here's Skip Mossick.
We are presented by BEX Hybrids at BEX. They are and will remain farmers at heart. And welcome back, everyone. Halftime of your game. We are joined for a few minutes this evening by Tim Streed, Director of Information Services with the Ohio High School Athletic Association. And, you know, Tim, obviously a busy week or so with the lawsuit regarding NIL. The OHSAA kind of their member schools that a proposal on NIL was coming. I know this lawsuit kind of sped things up a little bit. Let everybody know what's happening and I guess the timetable of what will transpire.
Sure. Hey, Skip, great to be with you again. And you're right, boy, we had a week at the OHSAA. And but you're correct. We had been preparing for this. We knew this would happen at some point in terms of being faced with an NIL lawsuit, and it came down the tracks this week. So, you know, the thing I've tried to just let people know is that Ohio is one of only six states that has not already allowed NIL at the high school level. So there, you know, the vast majority of states have already been allowing this for some time. So, you know, we're kind of slow to be catching up. But certainly the lawsuit, as you said, is going to speed things up. We were hoping to get to the spring referendum voting period for our schools to vote on it. But because of the lawsuit, we are going to do an emergency vote of our member schools in mid-November, where they will get to vote on the language of our proposal for what the NIL bylaw will look like. And it's a lot different than what we already see at the college level, but we're hoping to get some controls on it here at the high school level.
Well, Tim, take us through what will happen if the schools vote in favor of this, and I guess what's next if they don't?
Sure. If schools do vote in favor, and that would just take a majority vote of our schools, so even 51% would approve this proposal, it would become effective immediately, and it would allow a version of NIL at the high school level here in Ohio. There would be quite a few controls on it, and they would need to register any NIL agreement with the OHSA and their school. But the controls on it are really what are the meat and potatoes of the bylaw, because we don't want to see open recruiting. We don't want to see kids picking a school just for an NIL deal. That happens at the college level. The controls on this would really be fairly restrictive. There would be no collectives. There would be no boosters writing checks. It's really a one-to-one relationship with a potential commercial endorsing a product, endorsing a company, or making an appearance. It really would also be a very small number of student athletes is what we have found from other states. But our schools will vote on that. If they vote yes, that would become effective right away, and certainly then we would think that the lawsuit would then go away because we would then have an NIL permission in place.
Well, Tim, take us through what happens if it's not approved. I mean, this was defeated pretty soundly a couple of years ago, last time it was voted on. What happens if the schools vote against it?
Right. If it does not pass, then certainly the lawsuit moves forward in Franklin County. And we have already seen how the courts rule on this. Mm. And, of course, they rule in favor of the student athlete every time. And we would all then, the OHSA and our member schools, we would all then be waiting to see what does the judge write in the decision. Are there any controls in place in that decision, or is it a simple, this is permitted, period, end of story? And if that's the case, then we really could be looking at a scenario where it is more like the college level than certainly what we want to see in Ohio. So we're encouraging our schools to vote yes for this proposal so that we have our control on it and it has their stamp of approval on it. Certainly, we came to this quicker than what we even thought we would, but certainly our schools are going to have their vote.
Tim Streed, Director of Information Services with the Ohio High School Athletic Association. Tim, thanks for hopping on, letting everybody know what's going on. I know on the field, everyone's going to be waiting to hear your final football playoff pairings from your office tomorrow night. Thanks again, Tim.
My pleasure, Skip.
And we'll be back on the Ohio News Network.
Bex recognizes this week's player with hearts, Gordon Ayers from Otsego High School, for his commitment and passion on the field and within the farming community.
What I really like about playing high school sports is the competition. The competition is really fierce and it makes it way more fun. If it was too easy, I feel like there's no point. It's no fun at all. That's what really draws me into high school sports.
But Gordon's not just an athlete. He's involved in many things, like FFA.
I show a lot, and I think FFA is mainly about agriculture, future farmers of America. So it really draws me to that, and not to mention my mom's also the ag teacher. So.
And that family mindset carries over to agriculture.
It's kind of like a way of life. People live this way, like farmers, this is what they do for life. They do agriculture, like soil farming, raising, like ranching, raising animals, all that kind of stuff, welding. It's just a way of life. It means a lot to a lot of people.
At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
Tank top, sweater, raincoat, snow parka. Which was it this morning when you left home? Hi, Chase Houston of Houston Plumbing and Heating. Ohio weather isn't predictable, but one thing sure is, York and Houston. For comfort you can count on year-round, call us today for a free estimate on an energy-efficient York heating and cooling system. When the temperature outside is up and down, York and Houston Plumbing and Heating will keep your inside cozy and comfy. Call us today at 740-763-3961. One call does it all. Ohio license number 25394.
This is Chris from K-Steps Auto Body. K-Steps has been in business for 31 years, and we just keep growing. Our entire goal is to grow and get better and serve our customers better. We're doing most of our production in Granville, but the Johnstown offices are open as normal, so if you need us, we're there for you. We're still part of the community, just growing. We've been serving our customers for 31 years, and we can't wait to serve you for the next 31 years. K-Steps Auto Body in Granville, Johnstown, and online at k-steps.com.
K-Steps, quality you can trust.
You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Kasep's Auto Body and Service Center and Trillium Farms, here on K98.7.
This is ONN.
Our thanks again to Tim Streed of the Ohio High School Athletic Association for joining us tonight. Enjoy the second half of your ball game. I'm Skip Mossick on the Ohio News Network.
This has been the Ohio Education Association Tonight in High School Football, presented by Vex Hybrids from the Ohio News Network.
Tired of door knockers and nonstop calls from out-of-town roofing and siding companies? You don't need strangers climbing on your roof. You need the trusted local experts. Call Mike's Roofing. Serving Lincoln County for 30 years. Voted best of the best in roofing and siding 5 years in a row. Mike'sRoofing.net. We handle it all from storm damage assessments to working directly with your insurance. We know the process and we'll get it done right. If it's broken, we can fix it. Let us take care of your home like our own. Mike'sRoofing.net. And that is Mike'sRoofing.net.
Trillium Farms, one of the leading egg producers in the country, located near Johnstown, is hiring. If you're looking for a flexible, friendly, team-oriented work environment, we want you on our team. We're hiring maintenance technicians with industrial or agriculture backgrounds. Pay is $22.50 to $30 an hour based on experience with a very competitive benefits package. View our current job openings or apply online at versova.com. VERSOVA.com. Trillium Farms is an equal opportunity employer.
Now, back to high school football, brought to you by Mike's Roofing and Win Waste Innovations on Kate 98.7.
Third quarter, just a couple minutes away here from Watkins Memorial. Licking Valley leads the Warriors 21-7. Updating some other Week 10 scores. We'll stay in the LCL Buckeye. Good one up at Mount Vernon. Granville leads the Yellow Jackets by one. Second half, 14-13. We thought that might be a close game. Valley has already beaten both of these teams. I tried to get Coach Boffman to make a prediction, but he was smart and said it'll be a good game. Fair enough. But Granville, if they win, has a shot at hosting a first-round playoff game. Mount Vernon needing this to get in, probably. They might still be able to sneak in, but it's 14-13. That's a good one.
Yeah. Granville, they've lost some uncharacteristic games right this year. One of them being here to this Watkins Memorial team. So, you know, it's been a bit of a down year from recent standards, right? Granville's usually, 9-10 win team in the regular season. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see, though, if they're able to pull that one out, because Mount Vernon has kind of taken the league by storm this season.
Yeah. The other score from the LCL Buckeye, Licking Heights leading Zanesville 12-6 in the second. Down to the Cardinal we go. Heath trying to win the division outright, and they are taking care of Utica this evening 32-0 in the second half. So it looks like the Bulldogs will capture the Cardinal outright, and they have an outside shot at also hosting a first-round playoff game next week. Johnstown, I think they're just kicking themselves over and over and over again for the loss at Heath, because they have just steamrolled everybody since. They are beating Newark Catholic this evening 46-0. I think their lowest output has been 51 since the loss to Heath. They're just running over everybody right now.
Well, yeah, their lowest scoring game of the season was at Heath.
7 points.
Yeah, that was very, just out of character for them. And, you know, I think we're both kind of hoping we get to see that rematch in the playoffs. You know, Johnstown traveling back up to Heath to play them in the playoffs, I'm sure Johnstown would love another crack at the Bulldogs in
absolutely
the postseason.
Absolutely, and that is possible. We'll see what all transpires, but that is in the realms of possibility, Heath hosting Johnstown one more time. Northridge leads Lakewood 17-6 in the second half as well. Can Newark get to the postseason for the second consecutive year? They are at Lancaster taking on the arch rival Gales. Right now it's 10-7. Newark leads that in the second half. So if the Cats win, they're definitely going to be in. If they lose, they still might get in, but they want to take care of business and just win this ball game. And right now they have just a 3-point lead. So those finals will be all set for you, along with a lot more scores and a lot of thoughts and predictions about postseason play coming up on the T100 High School Football Scoreboard Show with Mark Bruce and Lee Waller this evening, 9 to 11 on our sister station, T100. Valley gets the ball going right to left to start this third quarter and the 21-7 lead as Watkins gets ready to kick things off. And again, we've talked about it, but it is true. Got to hold him here if Watkins wants any chance to stay in this game.
Yes, a huge drive. And for this Watkins defense, who, for the most part tonight, has struggled, especially against the run, is a little squib kick there.
And it didn't work.
And so you're going to have Valley at the 48-yard line. I can understand the concept. You want to change things up. But, again, they've had three possessions inside Watkins territory, and this is about as close as you can get at their own 48.
Yeah, I mean, the special teams play, right? It's not the... It's typically, right, not the plays you see in the highlight reel, right? But those are the, you know, it sets up those plays, right? It sets up those scores, and it's been a complete landslide. Looking Valley dominating the special teams, and as a result of that, has been dominating the starting field position.
So they're at their 48-yard line, first and 10, and it's going to be an end around to Hornfeck, looking to get a block. Not much there, but does make something out of nothing and gets into Watkins territory at about the 48. So looked like he was going to be stopped for no gain and gets 4 yards.
Yeah, solid recovery there from Valley. Yeah, looked like that play was going to be blown up there at the line of scrimmage. They were to scrape some positive yards out of that. But good job, too, by the Watkins defense. Not fooled by a little bit of trickery here to start off the second half.
Second down and 6 for Valley at the Warrior 48-yard line, leading 21-7. We've just started the third quarter here in Pataskala. Rogers gets the snap. Fake handoff, looking over the middle, and the catch is made and getting a first down and a lot more all the way inside the 30-yard line for Licking Valley. That is Adam West. No, not Batman, but Adam does make the catch and gets the first down. I know, that was poor. I apologize. Yeah. You don't have to try to compliment me when you don't mean it. That's fine.
I cracked a smile.
But a huge pickup. That was a nice rollout by Rogers and takes it inside the 30 to the 27-yard line, first and 10 for Valley there, already up 14 and sniffing the end zone for more. And now you're seeing more players getting involved, too. I mean, I really think this team is becoming more and more difficult to defend here at the end of the regular season. First and 10. Here's the jet sweep. Little shovel pass to Barrows. He breaks a couple tackles. Oh, beautiful move! 10-5! Still trying to get to the end zone. He'll be stopped just shy. Oh, what a pretty stop-and-go move by Barrows. And here comes Valley knocking on the door.
Yeah, he just cut it back and completely changed direction where he was going. And, I mean, just a huge yards after catch that time. And, I mean, you're set up right at the 1 yard line. Basically, just a yard away. I mean, from basically putting this game away.
So, again, starting at their 48, they're wasting no time, taking it right down the field. It is first and goal, just outside the 1 yard line. Tight formation. Rogers goes under center. It's a full house backfield. Rogers gets the snap. It's a pitch to Galone. Nice cut and touchdown. Simple as can be, and Licking Valley now extends their lead to 27-7 with 10:19 third quarter. That was just, again, a professional solid drive right down the field.
Yeah, throwing it, running it. I mean, it's... Once Valley, I feel like, you know, has their lead, their offense, you know, just continues to open up and really get more dangerous.
McLean on for the extra point so far this evening. He is 3 of 3 and looking to make it a 28-7 lead. Snap down, kick on the way, and he drills it. 10:19 to go, third quarter. It's all Licking Valley, 28-7 on the high school football game of the week on Kate 98.7.
Carpenter's Market in Somerset, proud supporter of all area high school football teams, invites you to stop in and stock up on all the meat, deli, and dairy items you need. They're open 7 days a week and have the best selection of local produce and local beef. While you're in the store, be sure to check out their weekly specials. You'll save real money on their discounted meat boxes. They're the ideal place to stock up for the colder weather to come. Look for Carpenter's Market on Facebook and at 103 South Columbus Street in Somerset.
This is Chris from K-Steps Auto Body. K-Steps has been in business for 31 years, and we just keep growing. Our entire goal is to grow and get better and serve our customers better. We're doing most of our production in Granville, but the Johnstown offices are open as normal, so if you need us, we're there for you. We're still part of the community, just growing. We've been serving our customers for 31 years, and we can't wait to serve you for the next 31 years. K-Steps Auto Body in Granville, Johnstown, and online at k-steps.com.
K-Steps, quality you can trust.
This is the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating and Lickey Memorial Health Systems on KATE 98.7.
Kickoff by Licking Valley is returned just shy of the 30-yard line for Watkins as they try to regroup and get back into this one as the Panthers have scored 21 unanswered points and now lead at 28-7 with 10:13 to go in this third quarter. With a win, again, Valley clinches the LCL Buckeye outright for the second straight year and would guarantee a bye in the first round of the playoffs, which is something never really happened before. It's going to be unique to see how they handle a week off, kind of like the NFL and things like that when you get the bye. So we'll see what happens. I'm going to guess they don't want it because of how well they're playing at the end of the season, Jarrett.
Yeah, it's tricky, right? Because, I mean, you saw last year at the college football playoff, right? All the teams that had the first round byes lost the first game that they
That's
played.
True. Yeah.
So sometimes it can take you out of rhythm. But, you know, typically I feel like though in the NFL, right, the teams that have the byes benefit from it. So I'm sure, you know, each team will use it and adjust with it differently.
Looks like Licking Valley is going to have to call a timeout as they had a player banged up a little bit and trying to get him off. I think it was Hornfeck. I don't think it's serious, but he's going to have to come out for a play. But Valley being smart and will call the timeout with 10:08 to go third quarter after the end of round picked up a first down for Watkins up to the 40-yard line.
Yeah, I mean, if Watkins, you know, any chance to come back in this game, they have to score here on this drive. And, you know, I know me and you, we're both looking to see if they're going to get Ricketts involved here on the offense.
I just don't know why you wouldn't. They're playing great coverage on him, Licking Valley is. They're finding ways to not get him the ball, but I think you've just got to find ways to get him the ball. Smith, good cutback. He will take it up to the 45-yard line. 5-yard pickup there. It'll be second down and 5. And I do like him as a runner. He's shown some good burst tonight for Watkins.
Yeah, I mean, Smith had some pretty good success of running the football. You know, picking up, you know, 5-6 yards a carry. You know, had that big fourth down conversion in that first half, too. But just, you know, it just hasn't been enough, right, to completely carry the team by himself.
He will get the handoff on the left side and nice run, just about 2 yards shy of a first down. We'll call it third down and 2 from the 48. They have to get right to midfield.
Yeah, no doubt here. This is 2 downs here to pick up these 2 yards, so decide what they, you know, do here on this third down. Probably won't affect the play calling too much. You know, you don't want to put yourself in that fourth down situation. Just want to pick it up here on third.
Third and 2. Valley comes up to the line. It's going to be a fake pitch to Ricketts. Sampson will keep it. He's got a big hole. 45-40, 35, takes it down to the 30-yard line. So they use Ricketts as the decoy, and Sampson gets 22 yards on the third down and 2 run.
Yeah, well, lots of movement there. You had Ricketts coming across. He faked it to him. He also faked it to West out of the backfield, and then eventually Sampson just kept it himself and ran it. So, you know, that's the kind of stuff I feel like they did on their scoring drive, you know, putting receivers in motion.
And it's another receiver in motion who does get the ball that time and gets a couple of yards and getting his first carry, pass, whatever you want to call it. Brayan Hart gets it and will get a couple of yards. And here's where the mistakes have happened. Let's see what happens this time around.
Yeah, I mean, if you're looking to throw in these situations, right, this is where Sam Soul typically holds onto the ball too long. And, you know, he needs to just, you know, he's a great runner, so.
He is.
If it isn't there after, you know, your first or second read, you know, you don't have to, don't worry about forcing it. Just, you know, I would just, you know, look to run after that, right? If I'm Sam, so just at least pick up some positive yards if it isn't there.
Second and eight. He will keep it and loses about 4 yards. Valley was ready for him to fake the handoff and keep it, and they were right there. And you're back to third and long, third and about 12. It's two down territory, but still, right. Third and long makes it challenging.
All right, it's those the negative plays, right, on offense that really kill you. They've been killing the Warriors here tonight. I think you got to just, you know, I'll throw something high percentage here just to Ricketts, right? Just, you know, they had him on that crossing route. That was one of his targets in the first half, but the throw was just too hot coming in. I'd look, you know, run as something similar, and hopefully, you know, Samsel's able to lay it in there a little bit easier.
Third down and long. Third down about 12. Samsel to throw. Now he's looking to run. Now he's going to look deep for Ricketts in the back of the end zone, and I think he made a great catch. They're going to say no out of bounds. That is not the right call. It's going to be pass interference against Licking Valley. But, oh, it looked like he was able to toe-tap in the end zone.
I mean, I know he's got the better view down there in the field from him, but from up here, it looked like he got, you know, the toes in. But
I was trying to see if we could see a replay of it, but unfortunately cannot. But that was a heck of an effort by Ricketts, and I think we've even seen his pass-catching abilities get a lot better. I mean, Ohio State recruited him and got him for his speed. But you can see, and of course he's going to the best wide receiver coach, offensive coordinator in the country, in Brian Hartline, but he is making tremendous strides.
Yeah, I mean, that. Hey, it looked good up here. I mean,
it did.
But, you know, I'm not sure exactly where his feet were at precisely, but it still does draw the pass interference. And I mean, that's, I feel like, what you can, you know, more or less try to do, right? You can just, you know, force it to him.
Get him the ball.
And, you know, if you underthrow it, the defender isn't going to know, right? Because their back's probably going to be turned worried about what Ricketts is doing. You'll draw those pass interferences.
First down after the PI takes it to the Valley 14-yard line. Smith carries the ball for about a 3-yard pickup, second down and 7 from there. We're at 6:20, third quarter, 28-7, Valley leads it. Ricketts goes in motion. He does get the end around here, trying to get to the outside. Valley does a good job stretching it all the way out, and little pickup, maybe about a yard, but a good job that time by Valley, and it was Hunter Kesterson who stretched him out and makes it third and long.
Yeah, when he gets in motion for those jet sweeps, you know, Valley is, that's their number one priority, right, trying to contain him. So, you know, building that tendency, though, is good because you can see Samsel, you know, decide to keep it, and the field will be a lot more open for him than it would be for Ricketts.
So it's third down and 7 at the Valley 13. Samsel to throw, rolling right, looking over the middle. He's got a man open. Incomplete. Think he was looking for Ricketts there. Seeing who that was. No, it was, check that. It was Braden Hart, and the pass, I mean, it could have been caught, but that would have been a great catch. So it's fourth down and 7.
Yeah, there you almost, you know, I know you're trying to get the touchdown there, but, you know, throw on the run, it's tough. I almost would have maybe wanted to see Samson just run that time, right? He probably wouldn't have gone in the end zone, but, you know, instead of fourth and 7, probably would have been, you know, fourth and 3, fourth and 2.
And it looks like Watkins wants to call a timeout and think about this fourth down. So they will take a timeout with 6:09 to go. Third quarter, 28-7. Valley leads it. Updating some scores. Granville now expanding their lead on Mount Vernon, 28-13. So the Blue Aces looking strong here in week 10. Heath is now up over Utica, 39-0 in the second half. And Johnstown does hit the 50-point plateau once again, 52-0. They lead Newark Catholic, and Newark was tied with Lancaster at 10, but now they have taken a 17-10 lead down in Fairfield County. And by the way, Let's give ourselves some credit. We talked about Groveport in week four, how good we thought they were going to be the second half of the season. They're tied with Canal right now, 21-all, but they were 0-3. They're now 5-4 and 5-1 in the Buckeye. We both thought their Cruisers were going to be pretty good, and they have turned out to be.
Yeah, they, well, they didn't throw a single pass in that second half against Newark.
No. Samsel to throw, looking in the end zone, and it is a touchdown, I believe. Waiting for the call. Oh, they're going to say incomplete. Are you kidding me? They're saying he did not hold it. And that was fourth down, a turnover on downs, and Valley takes over.
Uh-oh.
What do we got? And Coach Waters is out on the field. He is irate. He throws
his play sheet.
The play sheet has been tossed. It sure looked like a catch to me, Garrett, even more than the catch of Ricketts. But the officials say incomplete, turnover on downs to Valley at the 14. I mean, he was right there. And now we've got a flag. This is going to be a unsportsmanlike, I believe, on Watkins, because the official was in the Watkins area, and the fans are not happy.
Well,
the only thing I can think of is the coaches beside us from Watkins didn't seem to be that upset, and they do have screens.
Yeah.
I don't know, but now it's been a personal foul, unsportsmanlike, against Watkins. So the ball goes out to the 28-yard line, and the fans are not happy.
Well, you know, last time these two teams played here, it was a it was an interestingly officiated game then as well. So, yeah, we'll just leave it at that.
We'll leave it at that. I mean, again, it looked like a catch from here, but the official was right there, and he says no. Here's a handoff to Galoni, and he will get across the 35-yard line as some of the Boo Birds continue. Coach Waters now on the field again, Garrett. He is all the way out, almost to the hash, and he's pointing at somebody. And the officials are being nice right now.
Yeah.
They let him go all the way out on the field. And he's taking Rocco Pasco out there, outstanding and all-time tackles leader, having a conversation with Coach Waters. I don't know if he got the personal foul. He might have been upset and said something, because Rocco's going to be out there for just about every play. Nevertheless, it's at the 35, second down and three. Here's Keeley, good burst up the middle, and he'll take it up to the 44-yard line. Always something here.
Yeah, it's not that last sequence of events. Was rough there for Watkins.
Boy, you're really just towing the political line here. I like it. First and 10, Valley at their 44, up 28-7. So they're able to get the stop on downs and now looking to drive. And if they haven't put it away yet, really seal this one if they are able to get a score on this possession. Rogers spins, fires, catch made, and a big run. It's Hornfeck again, 35-30, cuts inside to the 20-yard line. So just a quick out, but Hornfeck turns on the afterburners and gets a huge first down inside the red zone to the 18-yard line.
Yeah, at this point, I think it's probably just the fatigue and the, you know, the letdown of knocking a touchdown that previous drive. Just, you know, wheels are coming off here, I think, for Watkins. Is, you know, Valley basically able to do whatever they want here on offense. Watkins' defense not putting up much of a resistance.
First and 10, Valley at the 18-yard line, up 28-7, 4 minutes to play, third quarter. Looking for more. Trips to the near side. Rogers is ready in the pistol. Now he'll send a man in motion on the near side. He'll hand it off. Galoni. And he'll take it to about the 15-yard line. We didn't see Keeley run the ball a lot when we saw them against Granville and Reedy, but he's now this 1-2 tandem as running backs. They both had over 90 yards last week. That's really going to be a huge boost come playoff time as well.
Absolutely. Having two men in the backfield you can give carries to, you know, for a long postseason run is something that you're really going to need to have, right? You can't just rely on one guy to absorb all that wear and tear.
Second down and 8 at the 17-yard line. Rodgers, high snap, and he's able to get it. Quick out to Hornfeck at the 15. Makes a move, but good tackle by Ricketts out there. And they'll take him down at about the 13-yard line. And it'll be third down and 4 from there. Could you see Ricketts? I mean, I think they'll use him on special teams at Ohio State. Wide receiver or maybe defensive back?
I think, well, we have seen him more at defensive back. But, I mean, I think he's going to be going as a receiver, right? Yeah, at least for that first year or two. But, you know, we do see, you know, maybe some players may change positions or evolve, you know, as their years, you know, in college.
Third down and 5. Rodgers rolls to his right. He's got pressure, eludes one man. He will not on the second. And the tackle was made back at the 19-yard line. First sack of the night, and now here comes a flag. And this is going to be a dead ball, unsportsmanlike, I think, on Watkins. And now there's a little finger pointing.
Well, this might be the last straw, you know.
And they are telling a couple of Watkins Memorial players to tone it down. And now they're telling them to back off. So this has gotten real chippy real fast. And the officials are trying to get control of it. Good luck. So we'll see. They're having a long conversation.
Well, I mean, they celebrated the sack, right? I mean, I didn't see anything
to warrant
the unsportsmanlike, right? I mean, unsportsmanlike is excessive. So, well, they are going to call it, so.
And it's just against Watkins, unsportsmanlike, so that means it's an automatic first down. So, again, they had a stop. It was going to be third and long. And now a couple of the Valley players doing a little bit of celebrations. It's inside the 10-yard line. It'll be first and goal. But I really think it was the reaction after that touchdown pass was nullified that the referees have turned it up a notch and said, nope, we're not dealing with it. And it'll be first and goal, Valley just inside the 10-yard line.
Yeah, I mean, because that was going to be fourth and long.
Yeah.
And now it's automatic. What are they going to say? Well, fourth and one now? Or
I guess so.
I thought those are the...
Well, they're trying to get the chain set up. Yeah, it's fourth and one. So we'll start things back up. Fourth and one, they're going to say for Valley at the 10. They need to get to the 9, which is where they originally marked it, but now they'll put it back. So fourth down, Valley. Rodgers will pitch it. Keeley, first down. Takes it to about the 6-yard line. It'll be first and goal there for Licking Valley. And ladies and gentlemen, we have another flag. Well, we talked about a game down in Asheville tonight with Taze Valley and Logan apparently canceled because everybody left the Logan sideline for a fight and they had no players left. I'm getting a little worried about this one, my friend.
Yeah, might be seeing another. I mean, it's we got unsportsmanlike on Watkins again, so. I feel like if you continue to push Watkins, you may see another fight. I mean, I don't know. It's except it may not be with Valley.
That might be true.
They better look out. They outnumbered down there.
First and goal at the 3. And we are under 2 minutes to play here in a third quarter that has begun very tense. Licking Valley up 28-7. Rodgers in the gun. Hand off Galone. Shy of the goal line, it looks to be. Very close, but just a little bit. And it'll be second down and goal. And let's see if we can have back-to-back plays without a flag being tossed.
Yeah, just about a half yard short here. Get in.
So second down from the one, second and goal for LV. And I can't blame Watkins for being frustrated and upset. Not sure again about the calls, but then again, you've got to rope it in, and you got to just continue to play. And they're having struggle with that at the moment. Under a minute now, 52 seconds left. Valley taking their time, and they've got to hurry here. And, of course, everyone thinks, and now Valley's going to have to call a timeout. Everyone's frustrated because they think the play clock is running out, which it very well might be, but we don't know how much time is left because the play clocks here are not working, so they're keeping it on the field. But Valley calls a timeout with 45 seconds to go in this third quarter, and they're up 28-7. And it'll be second and goal once we resume play, so I think each team, that's the second timeout for Valley.
Mm-hmm.
So they've just got one left. Watkins, I believe, has two left here in the second half. Again, we'll have a playoff game for you. We're just not sure where yet. There's just so many variables, it's tough to take a look at right now. But it does appear that Heath would host a game. That's what it looks like right now. And potentially, Granville may be able to host as well. Really going to kind of depend on second-level points. Granville, beneficial of Tri-Valley having a great season, so that's going to help them. Heath getting a bunch of points from Johnstown and Academy. Second and goal, Rogers on the quarterback keep. Touchdown, Panthers. So Rogers gets into the end zone for the first time tonight, and Licking Valley now has scored 27 unanswered points and now leads it 34-7.
Yeah, a drive kind of just fueled by the unsportsmanlike penalties of Watkins there, and just, I guess, the whole letdown of the, you know, touchdown, potential touchdown being called incomplete, which really, I mean, that play was the game, right, that call. You know, scoring and they make it a 14-point game, and incomplete, it stays at 21 points, and now 28.
Extra point by McLean is good, 35-7. Licking Valley does lead it with just 41 seconds to play in this third quarter. So we'll see what Watkins tries to do here. Not the way you're hoping for senior night. For a, again, I'll say it, I think a very talented senior group that just has not been able to put it together, unfortunately.
I mean, yeah, that's a good summary there. I mean, because the talent, I mean, really, when you, I mean, just me looking at the eye test here with them in Valley, I mean, they have the talent to keep up with Valley. It's just, you know, the penalties and the negative plays, especially on offense, that they just weren't able to recover from.
Nope. And now the head official has brought out both captains from each team to have a conversation, basically to say, knock it off. And they both will shake hands. We'll see if that makes a difference or not. But that conversation took place. And we'll see what transpires in the fourth quarter. Because I think that drive, there were three personal fouls, right?
I
believe you had it right after the turnover down here on third down that was stopped. And then right after that. So trying to reel this in, because the game is pretty much decided for, and you want to just finish this off as best you can. And we're ready to kick things off. Levi Levis will kick it off again for Licking Valley. Comes up to the 40-yard line. Boots it deep. And at the 15-yard line, Ricketts. And, boy, they have just done tremendous coverage on kickoffs to the 25-yard line. I mean, holding him to a 10-yard return, that's pretty impressive.
Mm-hmm.
And
another flag.
Yep.
So who's this going to... See who this is on. And it's a hold against Watkins. Well, unfortunately, this has gotten sloppy and chippy.
Yeah,
and that's what Licking Valley does to you.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, the Avalanche is fully in effect, right? For the Panthers, that's what we're going to see. If the Warriors were able to, you know, avoid that in the second half, you got the sense that it was coming on, and, you know, down 21-7 at the half now. I mean, it's too much of a lead, I think, to really come back from.
Smith running hard off the left side, gets to the 21. See if that's the final play here in the third quarter. As he will get about 6 yards on that first down pickup. Down to 12 seconds. Samsel trying to get everybody set. See if they can get one more play off before the quarter comes to an end. He's ready and... We'll have an end around, which again, Valley stretches out, but a good return or a good setup and getting a first down as the quarter comes to an end for Watkins. There is a flag down, so it will probably be a hold by one of the wide receivers of Watkins. So the penalties continue to mount up for the Warriors. So I'm assuming an untimed down here.
I think... Yeah, look, oh no.
No, they're sending everybody off. So I guess not. So we've come to the end of three here at Watkins. Valley leads at 35-7. Now, see, now we just got players walking all over the place. And they are, looks like it is going to be an untimed down. So everybody was moving. Garrett and I were right. Nobody, again, asked us, but we're always right. Most of the time?
Yeah.
90% of the time? So I think it is going to be an untimed down. And it will be a hold against Watkins. It'll be second down and 13. So we'll keep it here. Sorry, Steve. April Fool's here on October 27th.
So early.
Yep. So second down and 13. And this will be an untimed down. So this will... probably be the final play of the third quarter. Samsel in the gun. A couple wideouts here to the near side. He will roll that way. Look, fire, catch made. Kennedy makes the catch to the 16, and that will end the third quarter. Licking Valley, a quarter away from another LCL outright championship, leading 35-7 on the high school football game of the week on Kate 98.7.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Visit Hummel's Newark office right off the downtown square or online at hummelgrp.com. It's Oktoberfest at Rent-to-Own. Get up to 50% off your first payment the whole month of October. We've got game systems, laundry sets, a new mattress lineup, living room sets, and more. Don't be scared off by our prices. They're the lowest in town. You ought to be here and get 50% off your first payment only at Rent-to-Own. Shop in-store or online at r2o.com. That's the letter R, the number 2, and the letter O.com.
Listening to the high school football game of the week, brought to you by Kasep's Auto Body and Service Center and Trillium Farms, here on Kate 98.7.
4th quarter underway. It will be 3rd down and 8 for Watkins Memorial, trailing Licking Valley 35-7. Brian Mays, Garrett Wandle with you here on Kate 98.7. Samsel is airing it out for Ricketts, and incomplete at the 45, and there is a flag on Valley. Looks like the pass interference is going to be on Silas Kyle, And now we've got another flag as the Valley players were complaining about it. So I tell you what, let's take a break and pause for station identification. This is the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
This is the High School Football Game of the Week on WCLT, W254-CT Newark, K98.7.
35-7, Licking Valley leads Watkins Memorial. And now the referees are having more conversation. It'll be a pass interference against Valley. And then we will have unsportsmanlike conduct against Valley as well. So this will be a huge mark-off against the Panthers. And there's really no... The pass interference, I get it. But, again, you're up by 28 points. There's no reason to argue the call.
Right.
Congratulations to the Heath Bulldogs. They are the LCL Cardinal Champions. It's a final from Utica. The Dogs win over the Redskins 46-7. So a team that was 1-4 wins their 5 games in the Cardinal, and Tim Ward and the Dogs celebrate a league championship and now 6-4 and headed to the postseason.
A good turnaround for them. We saw them, I feel like at the start of that turnaround when that Johnstown game was, I think, the kind of the start of them starting to figure things out.
And a run by Kennedy takes it up to midfield. I hope you didn't have any dinner plans because we might be here a while in this fourth quarter. And here comes another two flags come flying in. We have an upset Watkins Memorial player took his helmet off and said things. Unfortunately, this has gotten out of control. It's unfortunate. We have players pushing each other. They're just beyond frustrated, and it's one of those situations where there's no control out on the field right now. There just really isn't.
No. It's an ugly game. I mean, from the moment that fourth down pass is going incomplete, it's been a free-for-all. Right?
Yep.
I mean,
and I think we've had a player ejected. There's water being sprayed now. Very unfortunate situation. And so the penalty will take it back. Two penalties all the way back to the Watkins 20-yard line. So in two plays, we've had four, count them, four penalties.
I mean, it feels like we've got more penalties than plays, really, at this rate.
And we still have 11 and a half minutes to go. Valley up 35-7. Samsel to throw, rolls to his right, looking, heaves a deep, double coverage out there, and the catch is made at the 39-yard line. What a catch by Cody York. Went up with two defenders and makes a tremendous catch. And it's a first down all the way to the Panther 39-yard line.
Well, that was a heck of a throw and catch right there. Unfortunately, though, I mean, it's just a kind of feeling, you know, where was that, you know, a quarter ago, right?
First and 10, Watkins. Here's a handoff. And Smith trying to get to the left side, breaks a couple of tackles, takes it to the 32, 31-yard line, and a good pickup, about 8.5 yards. It'll be second down and short, and there's still some jawing going on. I don't think there's been a flag yet, and now, I tell you what, an official on the Watkins sideline is going nose to nose. He bats off now with one of the Watkins players.
Oh,
and
geez.
This is not
now
good.
Now it's a coach, yeah.
This is not good. This is not good at all.
I mean, this is one of the, I don't know how to describe it, but just like chaotic.
That's
game,
the right word.
Right? Yeah. Games that we've seen, I feel like, just when it comes to officiating and the other team.
Samso, he's got a man open. Catch made. Touchdown, Warriors. Jaden Ricketts got behind his man and makes the catch. And Watkins gets on the board here in the second half. And now trail it 35-13. And yes, where was this?
Yeah. I mean, they just feel... The offense feels a lot loose, a lot more loose and relaxed, right? I mean, because, I mean, too, I'm sure, you know, Valley isn't, you know, as locked in as they were the previous three quarters. And, you know, playing with the lead is a lot different. You know, playing with the lead, trying to close out a game is a lot different than, you know, when you first and second quarter. But just play calling, too. I mean, you know, these deep passes and, yeah, it's just, I just, you know, unfortunately, probably just a little bit too late here for Watkins, but glad they're able to at least, you know, put the ball in the end zone one more time.
Extra point up and good. And I hear a lot of whistles.
Another flag. There's a flag there.
Offsides against Valley. They'll decline that, and it's 35-14. Valley up by 21 with 10-12 to go. On the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
Football, flannels, and falling prices. Been waiting to upgrade your garage door? Get the deal of the year with Central Ohio Garage Door and the Clopay Fall Rebate Event for unbeatable savings now through October 31st. Up to $1,000 rebates on qualifying Clopay purchases. These are major discounts for a limited time only. Invest in your home's value and curb appeal. Call Central Ohio Garage Door, 20 Anthony Drive, Newark, off Mount Vernon Road, and online at centralohiogaragedoor.com.
Tired of door knockers and nonstop calls from out-of-town roofing and siding companies? You don't need strangers climbing on your roof. You need the trusted local experts. Call Mike's Roofing, serving Licking County for 30 years, voted best of the best in roofing and siding 5 years in a row. Mike'sRoofing.net. We handle it all from storm damage assessments to working directly with your insurance. We know the process, and we'll get it done right. If it's broken, we can fix it. Let us take care of your home like our own. Mike'sRoofing.net. And that is Mike'sRoofing.net.
Now, back to high school football, brought to you by Mike's Roofing and Win Waste Innovations on Kate 98.7.
So Watkins breaks the 28 unanswered scoring run by Valley and gets to within 35-14. 10 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. We'll see if Watkins goes for the onside kick. Nope, they will kick it deep. It'll be fielded at the 15-yard line. Hornfeck will bring it across the 25 to about the 27-yard line. And let's hope maybe the next 10 minutes is a little bit more calm. But I'm not holding my breath.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm sure Valley, too, is just hoping to, you know, run this one out here on this drive. So we'll get that clock going. And, you know, Valley... wanted to get out of here, I'm sure, as much as the officials are.
There's no doubt about that. First and 10, Valley at the 27. Rogers. Here's an end around to Keeley. Looks to get to the outside and does. 30, 35, 40. And will go out of bounds at about the 41, 42-yard line. There is another flag on the play. Let's see if this is going to be maybe a hold against Valley, and it is. So that first down run will be nullified, and they'll be pushed down to first and long. And it'll be marked inside the 20-yard line on this now first down and 20. Johnstown does defeat Newark Catholic 52-7. So the Johnnies finish the regular season 7-3, and all indications are they will be headed to the postseason as well. So the Cardinals with LCL Cardinal with a couple of teams in the postseason. And Rogers pass complete and thrown out of bounds is Barrows. He'll take it up to about the 30-yard line, make it second down and 8 from there. Buckeye Valley holds on and gets this. They will have a bye. Granville also looks to be in, as they did defeat Mount Vernon 35-13. So that game was 14-13, and Granville turned it on in that second half.
Yeah, and that's the That's Granville that we were kind of accustomed to, right? So they just had some questionable moments, right? I mean, that Washington Courthouse loss was really shocking,
yeah,
right? About midway through the season. So, but they're able to, you know, I think salvage this season. And obviously with the huge win against Mount Vernon, you know, possible chance to now host the playoff game.
So they are, it looks like they are going to be in, and Mount Vernon will have to wait and see if they will still be able to get into the postseason. Still a great year for the Yellow Jackets, going 6-4.
Yeah, they, I mean, this is, yeah, one of their best years in a long time,
yeah.
And two, just being competitive, right, with teams like Granville and, you know, defeating Heath, too. We saw them take down Heath earlier in the season as well.
First and 10, Valley at their 41-yard line. Here's the pitch to Keeley. And again, he's got a strong run. Takes it to about midfield. And he will be close to a first down, about a yard shy, right at the midfield stripe. And it'll be second down and some more conversation from a couple of players on each side. Clock now at 8 minutes, 50 seconds, fourth quarter. So the Panthers, 18 straight regular season wins. Their last loss, week two, a year ago to West Muskingum at home in overtime. Since then, nobody has been able to defeat the Panthers.
Yeah, they've, I mean, it seems like, yeah, around the second half of last season, they, I think, found their mojo, and they've carried that, and most of that team from last year, too, is back again for this year.
Yep.
Was back in for this year, which is a big factor, but, you know, you never know. You know, they never guarantee success, right? So, but, you know, those guys that came, you know, ready to play, obviously, they've developed further, and they've, you know, become pretty much unstoppable all season long.
Well, pretty much unstoppable is Galone on this run. He takes it inside the 30-yard line, and a huge pickup of 22 yards on that first down, and the drive will continue to roll on for Licking Valley. They do have an injured lineman who is a little bit slow to get up. Actually, he goes back down, and that's what you just got to worry about. Now, again, what's nice is they're going to have a week off to get a couple of players healthy if need be. Clock stops at 7:59. Cannot see who that might be on the far side of the field. It definitely is one of the linemen.
Yeah. Boy, that's the worst thing that can happen right now, right, for Valley is, you know, losing any of your players now in a game that's settled and you're just, you know, hoping to get into the postseason healthy. But, yeah, like you said, hopefully it's nothing too serious, and you can use that bye to rest up and heal up to be, you know, fully ready to go when their postseason begins.
I believe that was Hunter White that was, he was able to go off to the sideline of his own power. So wish him the best, and probably will call it a night for him. No reason to risk anything else moving forward. Newark leads Lancaster 17-16. So the Gales either missed an extra point or tried to go for two, and the Cats holding on to a one-point lead. 7:48 to go here at Watkins. Valley leads at 35-14. They have it first and 10 at the Warrior 28-yard line. Trying to take a little bit more time off the clock here. Rogers. Long play count here. Now gets the snap. And fumble. Looks like Rogers was able to fall on it. That's your old read play where,
yeah,
Galone didn't think he was getting it, and Rogers kept saying, come back here. I want to give you the football.
Yeah, Rogers fortunate, though, to fall back on it. Yeah, that's just the one thing you don't want now, right, to give any spark left to Watkins here just to...
7 minutes to go. After the fumble recovery, it's back to the line of scrimmage, second down and 10. Two wideouts to the near side here. Barrows in the slot. And Galone behind Rogers on second down and 10. Rogers. Here's Galone.
Takes it inside the 25, and it had been a while, but we do now have another flag. And here comes Coach Waters again, is out on the field.
He's at the flag.
He is right at the flag. Wonder if this is going to be offsetting. Let's see. And that seems to be, that to me was a lot of just talking. I don't know if, and Barrows is being taken out because I think he was the culprit. It might be just against Valley. Let's see here. Conversation between both officials. I think it is going to be offsetting. It looked like that was going to be the call. Let's see here. We have a personal foul. Yep, personal foul against both. Offsetting. So the penalties will offset. And we'll redo this.
Can't wait.
Can't wait, no. Second down and 10. 6.5 in this fourth quarter. Second and 10, Valley. And what Licking Valley has to be really careful here, you don't want to get a player kicked out and right. have them miss the game. We saw what happened last year with that, with Granville and their quarterback.
Exactly.
Rogers to throw, fires incomplete, and it'll be a third down and 10, and the clock stops at 6:26. So, kind of surprised they went to the air there, just trying to get out of here and keep that clock moving.
I was going
to
say, kind of shocking they decided to throw, but, you know, brings up now third and long for the Panthers, but, yeah, I mean, probably going to throw then now, I would assume, too. You know, you want to try to pick up this first down, hold the ball, try to burn the clock. You want to give it back to Watkins Memorial.
Newark is into the postseason. They defeat Lancaster 17-16. So they needed to win their final three games, and they did it. And Coach Franks, congratulations to the Cats. Back-to-back winning seasons, 6-4, and headed to week 11. Inside handoff to Keeley. He'll get inside the 25. And it'll be a fourth down, and we'll call it fourth down and four from the 24. And Valley will go for it here. Up by 21 and at the Warrior 24-yard line. See what they call here. I'm guessing a Galone or Keeley run. So you can't count out Rogers either. Galone is in the backfield with Rogers. One wideout split to each side on this fourth down and four. And now what do we got? Timeout, Valley. We'll take one as well. 5.5 to play fourth quarter, 35-14. Panthers lead it on the high school football game of the week on Kate 98.7.
At the Energy Cooperative, our propane members enjoy clean fuel, competitive rates, and a dependable supply all from a trusted local provider. Whether you need metered service or bulk delivery for your home, business, or farm, we've got you covered. Right now, take advantage of introductory rates as low as $1.69 per gallon. Visit myenergycoop.com/propane or call us at 740-344-2102 to learn more. The Energy Cooperative, safe, reliable, trusted, local.
Tired of door knockers and nonstop calls from out-of-town roofing and siding companies? You don't need strangers climbing on your roof. You need the trusted local experts. Call Mike's Roofing, serving Licking County for 30 years, voted best of the best in roofing and siding 5 years in a row. Mike'sRoofing.net. We handle it all from storm damage assessments to working directly with your insurance. We know the process, and we'll get it done right. If it's broken, we can fix it. Let us take care of your home like our own. Mike'sRoofing.net. And that is Mike'sRoofing.net.
This is the high school football game of the week, brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating and Licky Memorial Health Systems on Kate 98.7.
Well, Licking Valley averages 41 points a game, and guess what? They just hit 41 on a fourth down and four touchdown pass from Rogers to Silas Kyle in the end zone, and on fourth down, they convert once again and have put this one away with 5.5 to play.
Yeah, just the nail in the coffin that time for Valley. You know, closing out the regular season strong there offensively.
Oh. And it's a bad snap, I think, but they are able to get the two-point conversion. And it is good, and that makes it 43-14 as Hornfeck picked it up and took it in. I could not tell if that was a fake or a bad snap.
I think it was it looked like a bad snap, and I think rather than trying to fidget with it, he just took it and ran.
He knew what he was doing.
Yep.
He took it right to the corner of the left side of the end zone, and the two-point conversion is correct, and that makes it 43-14 with 5:32 to go in this contest.
Yeah, that's right around the average margin of victory. Valley's had all year there. Average margin of victory is 30 points heading into this one. I mean, dominating every team all season long, and same can be said here tonight.
They led 21-7 at halftime, and 22-7 here in the second half. That's about as consistent as you can get.
Yeah.
So, looking ahead, Valley is in one of the toughest regions in all of Ohio football, Division 3, Region 11, where defending state champ Watterson sits at the number one seed, and they will be the number one seed no matter what happens tonight. Valley should now be at number two. It's a great region. It's a tough region. A lot of people think Watterson is going to go back to the state final. And, yeah, it looks like they will, but I can't count out Licking Valley. You just can't. You just don't know. Again, they're not going to beat themselves, and Watterson doesn't either. But they played last year as well. Watterson won the ball game and shut them out. But I tell you what, this team impresses me every single week we see them.
Right. I think the what's going to determine, you know, their ceiling in the playoff is going to be how consistent they're going to be able to throw the football, right? Brody Rogers and those receivers. I think Licking Valley, I mean, their defense has been outstanding all year long, right? Mm-hmm. It hasn't given up more than 20 points all season. So that's something that is going to have to continue, and that's something that this team's going to have to lean on, right, in the postseason. And I think, too, just being able to run the football, right? You're not going to be able to run it all over every single team you face, especially in the postseason. So that's what I think, too. You know, how effectively will Brody Rogers be able to throw the ball in the postseason will, I think, really determine, you know, how deep of a run this team could make.
Well, the great Hall of Fame coach from Newark Catholic, J.D. Graham, said, you run to get into the postseason, and then you throw to win.
Yeah.
And I think he's correct. Well, he won 7 titles, so he knows what he's talking about. And we've seen them, I mean, Rogers tonight, 2 touchdown passes, and both throws were on the money, and they were deep balls. So that's going to be, I think, a big advantage to this team. Like you said, defensively, I think they'll be able to keep people down. They're a little bit deeper than what they have been. They don't have a ton of people going both ways. And while you want to scout your opponent next week when you're on a bye, I might send 2 or 3 folks to just watch Watterson film from games 1 through 10 and just see what you need to do. You can't look ahead. I understand that, but it almost is like you've got to have as much preparation as you can for the Eagles if you have the chance to play them and potentially the regional final. Timeout here called by Watkins at 4:20 remaining.
Yeah. The only weakness, I think, for Valley would just be, I mean, their field goal kicking, right? I mean, we haven't really seen a big sample size of it, right? They tend to go for it when they get, you know, if they're outside of, like, really, like, the 15, they're not going to be going for field goals, right? They just don't have that, like, their trust in the kicker, which, I mean, that could come to bite you in the postseason, right, when points are going to be at a premium. You know, it really just depends, right? Are you going to be able to convert those fourth downs or not, right? And if they are, and turn them into 7 points, that's a plus, right? But then we saw here tonight, right, it was a fourth and 15 out of the 25-yard line. and they just, rather than try to kick the field goal, decided to go for it, and that was when it was still just a 7-7 ball game.
Smith with a good run, just shy of a first down for Watkins at the Valley 46-yard line. It'll be third and less than a yard. 4 minutes left, 43-14 Licking Valley. And again, we'll have the Panthers on Monday's Licking County Locker Room, live from Ship Brothers, starting at 6:30. Should be in a pretty good mood, I would assume, after this one. Samsel's pass is complete. It should be enough for a Watkins first down to the 40. And for Watkins, again, deep senior class, a lot of talented players not coming back. This will be kind of interesting to see where the Warrior program goes from here.
Yeah,
you've had pretty much staples in this team for the last 2 to 3 seasons.
Yeah, you're going to be losing a lot, right, offensive and defensively. So, obviously, too, new quarterback could be coming in, too, for next season.
Smith, a strong run, and he will take it into the end zone, but there is a flag back here at the 40, and I think this one is coming back because it's been that type of night for the Warriors.
Yeah, unfortunately. Nope, two flags.
Or did he just want them to have a conversation together?
Yeah, I don't know. He kind of just
jogged
by and
he just
dropped it.
All right, so let's see. Yeah, he just told everyone, let's come on back. Personal foul. All right, we got both. Again, offsetting personal fouls. But, I mean, that was a very early personal foul on the run.
Yeah, those were. You would have thought that was holding, but.
Okay. 3:14 to go. 43-14, Licking Valley. On their way to a 10-0 season. League champs. Second seed in the region. And now we've got another flag. And he just yelled at, again, the Watkins Valley. I should say the Watkins Memorial. Sideline. Sideline warning.
Okay.
Boy, they are not going to spend Christmas together. It's offsides against Licking Valley. So it'll be a 5-yard penalty, just a warning on the sideline, which is kind of surprising. We haven't had that
yet.
Earlier. And just when you thought things had calmed down a little bit, now we're right back to where we are. So offsides Licking Valley. It'll make it 1st and 5 for Watkins at the 35. Samsel will keep it on the right side. 35-30. Nice move. 25-20. Turns on the afterburners, and it's a house call for the senior, and he takes it into the end zone. Touchdown, Watkins Memorial.
That nice little keeper there by Samsel. Really just had one defender to beat there, and nice little juke move to juke the defender out, and he was good to go for the end zone. I mean, he is a great athlete there, but just, sometimes just some poor choices, though, when holding onto the ball too long.
But nice positive way for him to end his senior season with a touchdown there. That makes it 43-20. Extra point is pending, and it is on the way, and it is good. So 3:04 remains, and the lead now for Licking Valley is at 22. 43-21. Yeah, you just see plays like that, and how do you not say, what if?
Right.
What if?
Athletically, they're there.
Without question.
They have some of the best athletes we've seen. It's just that, they aren't able to really put it together and really complete drives, complete games, complete quarters. It's just, you think they got something going, they go one step forward, two steps back, right?
Yeah.
So, it is a shame, though, that the senior class, wasn't able to have one last run in the playoffs to see what they could do.
Because even though, had they won this game and just been 5-5, I think they would have been a dangerous team.
Yeah.
I really do.
Well, you got one of the best players in the state, right?
Yeah.
At receiver and cornerback, so.
So let's see if they did not onside it on the previous touchdown. Let's see if they try to do it here with 3 minutes to play. I don't think so. But the way this... Well, now the way he's lining up, we might have an onside. Here it comes, and it is. And it bounces, and Valley is able to take it at the 49-yard line. And probably a couple of first downs, and that should do it.
Yeah, at least they're able to pick up, yeah, really one or two. That will be it.
And week 10 will be in the books. Just like that. First down Valley at their 49-yard line. 3:02 to go. And it looks like we do have a new quarterback in for Licking Valley. Handoff up the middle. And the quarterback is, how about this, Xander Boffman, coach's grandson.
That is something.
There you go. Gets a chance to come in and play a little QB with Grandpa watching.
That'd be something, though. Imagine your grandpa being your coach.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yep. He will be invited over for Christmas.
Yeah.
And with the win tonight, Coach Boffman, sixth place all-time, doing his lonesome for the most victories in Ohio high school football at 373. So congratulations to him. And if I bring that up Monday, he will yell at me, I guarantee it. Just four wins away from Chuck Kyle, who had that tremendous run at Cleveland St. Ignatius. And he's at 377. And then up next would be Bob Lutz at Ironton at 381. And you may hear more about Ironton over the next 24 hours. A lot going on there with the Tiger program. Speculation about potential recruiting violations. It was supposed to come down today, an announcement by the OHSAA. They have postponed it until tomorrow. So that could impact a lot of things, and we'll see what happens and transpires there. But that is a huge story right now in high school football here in the Buckeye State. It is third down, and Valley will be stopped shy of the first down, so they're not able to pick it up. But we are at 1:12 to go in this contest.
Yeah, I think they'll have to punt it.
Yeah, they will have to get it off one more time. I mean, they could go for it. As we're under a minute to play, let's see what they decide to do. Nope. Boffman's coming off. And I think they're just going to let this clock run down and then call a timeout and then kick it away. So, again, Valley will go undefeated for the first time since 2019. Very hard thing to do. And they've been, and like you said, they've really just dominated all season long.
Yeah, no team within two scores of them all year, including this one. I mean, their average margin of victory may go down a bit, but it's going to be, I mean, 25, 26-plus points. That's our average margin of victory. I feel like this and that Granville team, right, and from the 21-22 season are the two best teams I think that we've seen. I mean, we'll have to see what they do in the postseason, right? I think
right.
To truly compare, because Granville, they made it to the state semis, so we'll see what if Valley can replicate that or, you know, go even further and beyond.
We'll find out over the next few weeks. Valley is going to set to punt this away. And here's the kick. Good high kick that will bounce and go inside the 20-yard line down to about the 15 with 5 seconds to go. Is that just a first punt?
Yeah, I was about to say, that's the first punt tonight, yeah.
Because they had the turnover on down, so there you go.
Well, when you don't punt until 5 seconds to go, that usually means you're in control of this, and they have been. Very solid victory tonight as Licking Valley comes here to Watkins and beats the Warriors for the third straight season in a convincing fashion tonight by a final of 43-21. We'll wrap this one up after a timeout as you've been listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
Trillium Farms, one of the leading egg producers in the country, located near Johnstown, is hiring. If you're looking for a flexible, friendly, team-oriented work environment, we want you on our team. We're hiring maintenance technicians with industrial or agriculture backgrounds. Pay is $22.50 to $30 an hour based on experience with a very competitive benefits package. View our current job openings or apply online at versova.com. VERSOVA.com. Trillium Farms is an equal opportunity employer.
Just like our local teams dominate the field, Wind Waste Innovations dominates waste removal. They tackle your toughest disposal challenges with championship-level service for homes and businesses. From residential pickup to commercial solutions, they're the all-pro team you can trust. Score big with reliable local service that keeps our community clean. Visit wind-waste.com or call 866-WIN-WASTE. And good luck to all our area teams this season. Go get that win!
At Licking Memorial Health Systems, our mission is to improve the health of the community. Our facilities utilize state-of-the-art technology that surpasses the standard for community hospitals to provide excellent health care for Licking County residents. Our health care technology features surgical robotics, advanced patient monitoring systems, cutting-edge imaging, and more to enhance patient outcomes, recovery, and safety.
Tired of door knockers and nonstop calls from out-of-town roofing and siding companies? You don't need strangers climbing on your roof. You need the trusted local experts. Call Mike's Roofing. Serving Licking County for 30 years. Voted best of the best in roofing and siding 5 years in a row. Mike'sRoofing.net. We handle it all from storm damage assessments to working directly with your insurance. We know the process and we'll get it done right. If it's broken, we can fix it. Let us take care of your home like our own. Mike'sRoofing.net. And that is Mike'sRoofing.net.
Your college experience should be built just for you, supporting everything you value most. That's why Ohio University delivers the high-quality education we're known for right here on our Zanesville campus. Whether you're a full-time student or working full-time, Ohio's affordable, flexible degrees are always in demand in our community and can take you anywhere. Earn a degree in your own backyard on your own terms and move your career and your community forever forward. Learn more at ohio.edu/Zanesville.
This is Chris from KSEPS Auto Body. KSEPS has been in business for 31 years, and we just keep growing. Our entire goal is to grow and get better and serve our customers better. We're doing most of our production in Granville, but the Johnstown offices are open as normal, so if you need us, we're there for you. We're still part of the community, just growing. We've been serving our customers for 31 years, and we can't wait to serve you for the next 31 years. KSEPS Auto Body in Granville, Johnstown, and online at k-seps.com.
KSEPS, quality you can trust.
You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by KSEPS Auto Body and Service Center and Trillium Farms, here on Kate 98.7.
For the second straight year, Licking Valley is your LCL Buckeye champions. They go on the road to Watkins Memorial and take care of the Warriors by a final score of 43-21. This game at one point was tied at 7-all, but Valley was able to take a 21-7 halftime lead, got the ball after an attempted onside kick to start the second half. They had 52 yards, and they took it in without any real problem at all. They went up 28-7 and then cruised to the 43-21 victory. I mean, I don't think there's any question about it. They have shown why they are undefeated and why they dominated the LCL Buckeye this 2025 campaign.
Yeah, just not really a weakness you can spot from what we've seen with this team. I mean, they've dominated every single team they've played, pretty much. No one has been within a score of them to finish the game. And we saw, I mean, early it was 7-7, and, you know, they got stopped on that fourth down stop here in the red zone. Watkins had their chance, but that Valley defense, I mean, it clamps down, and it will not give you any room to breathe, right? When they are on and they are going, You're not going to be able to score many points, right? Coming into this game, defense is just averaging, giving up about 11 points per game. So I feel like they have a spectacular defense. Their offensive line, I think, is also one of the best that we've seen. So, I mean, when they decide to run, throw, do whatever they want on offense, I mean, as the game goes on, it feels like their offense starts to get loose. And you just don't know what they're going to do, right? I mean, Rodgers can keep it, too. He has that dual-threat ability, which also really opens up the offense. So, Watkins just wasn't consistent enough all game to do it, right? We saw they have the athletes. It's actually a pretty talented team.
Yep.
They just weren't able to put it together. And that's, you know, just unfortunately the theme that we've seen just from the past couple of years, because they have great players on this team, and they have great athletes. And we see, you know, flashes of it, but we don't see, you know, the whole picture. It's unfortunate that they weren't able to put it together for one last time here to make a run the postseason.
Brody Rogers, couple touchdown passes, touchdown run. They get a couple more touchdowns on the ground. And that's the thing. I think this offense is becoming much more diverse as the regular season comes to an end. And opponents, they got to watch film now going, what are they going to do? We know what they want to do and what they like to do, but they can do these other things. And I just think right now the sky's the limit for Brody and the offense. You're right absolutely about the defense. They've been outstanding. But I think this offense can carry them to a nice postseason run.
Yeah, I think, you know, depending on how well they throw the ball, I think will determine that, right? Because,
yep,
you know, their defense, it isn't going to hold opponents 11 points per game in the postseason, right? They're going to, you know, go up against, you know, much better competition as the weeks go on. And, two, they aren't going to be able to just run over everybody like we've seen from the majority of them, right? You do want to be able to run the ball, but you're not going to be, you know, solely relying on it. So, you know, Brody's going to have to make some plays with his arm. And, I mean, tonight he did. We saw he's capable of making those throws. The question is, you know, will he be able to do it, you know, in the big-time moments, you know, in the playoffs, you know, against, you know, great competition?
That we'll find out in a couple of weeks, as they will have a bye next week and get the chance to rest and watch film and do what they need to do, because they are 10-0 for the first time since 2019, victorious tonight over Watkins, 43-21. Back to wrap it up after this timeout on the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
Winter roads won't wait for you to be ready. At Craiger Tire and Service in Millersport, we make sure you and your family are safe when the temperature drops. From snow-ready tires to complete auto repair, our team is here to keep you rolling with confidence. Trusted for decades, we're more than just tires. We're your hometown shop for safety, service, and peace of mind. Let us help get your car ready for winter. Call us today at 740-467-3189 or schedule online at craigertireandservice.com.
Tired of door knockers and nonstop calls from out-of-town roofing and siding companies? You don't need strangers climbing on your roof. You need the trusted local experts. Call Mike's Roofing, serving Licking County for 30 years, voted best of the best in roofing and siding 5 years in a row. Mike'sRoofing.net. We handle it all from storm damage assessments to working directly with your insurance. We know the process, and we'll get it done right. If it's broken, we can fix it. Let us take care of your home like our own. Mike'sRoofing.net. And that is Mike's Roofing.
Now, back to high school football, brought to you by Mike's Roofing and Win Waste Innovations on Kate 98.7.
Final Licking County locker room of the season. This coming Monday, live from Ship Brothers, we'll be featuring these unbeaten Licking Valley Panthers. You can join us in person or right here on Kate 98.7 starting at 6:30. Our playoff game to be determined. We'll see what all transpires for the rest of this evening and get those to you as soon as we can. And we'll just have to wait and see. Just still a lot of games to make decisions on who's going to be hosting and what all. So stay with us, but we'll have a game for you coming up in the postseason. Right now, turn it over to the High School Football Scoreboard Show with Martin Lee here on our sister station, T100. Steve, great job as always back at the studio. For Garrett Wandle, this is Brian Mays. Again, your final score from Watkins Memorial, the Licking Valley Panthers 43 and the Watkins Memorial Warriors 21. Have a great Friday evening and weekend, everybody. You've been listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
This has been High School Football on Kate 98.7. Tonight's game was brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating. Lincoln Memorial Health Systems, KSEP's Auto Body and Service Center, Trillium Farms, Mike's Roofing, and Wind Waste Innovations.